Morning, George.
Glad to have you with us there early in the morning. It's George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Out here with us camping is Norm, along with Bad Radio and The Hardline. I think everyone is pretty much still asleep. Norm is up rustling around. Maybe we'll talk to him before he takes off this morning. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, from what happened here yesterday at camp and late, very late into the night here at camp on our final night in sleeping in tents. And as far as I know, I think we all slept in tents last night. I haven't heard any reports otherwise this morning.
Well, I went upstairs into the bunk area in this cabin that we're not allowed to go into, really.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no evidence of a talk show host sleeping in there.
We have a number of issues to get to here this morning. I guess we can start off here in just a few minutes. You're going to hear something, a ruckus in the background. Our location has been found out by one of the local television stations.
How did that happen?
This is some serious investigative work.
Well, how did that happen? Because they don't do investigative reporting anymore.
They don't?
Man,
taking shots at Brett Shipp.
Taking
our good
shots
P1
at Brett Shipp.
That's exactly who I'm taking a shot at.
He continues to investigate the Metroplex. But no, their morning show has found out our location, and they're about to do a couple of live reports here. So here in a second, you may hear a ruckus in the background.
What kind of ruckus are you predicting? Those cameras are generally silent.
Well, I think you're going to hear a female reporter say she's live from the Musers campout.
Now, what the heck is that? Oh, that's Norm. He's leaving.
Oh.
Bye, Norm. Norm is leaving because he has to get on a flight to Hawaii right after his show.
Well,
how sorry is that? It's 5:30 in the morning. He wakes everybody up with a honk on his Cadillac.
He doesn't care. He's on vacation.
Look at the longhorns on the front of that hat.
And off goes Norm. Now, you could say, well, man, Norm's leaving the camp out early. But Norm has been a camp out trooper.
Oh, he's been great.
He has battled through the elements. He has battled through the verbal pummeling that he's had to take here the last couple of days.
From whom?
Really? You're going to ask that question?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, Norm takes a verbal pummeling every day, and he's taken several here this last couple of days. And there was a point last night where we're gathered around the campfire, and we weren't on the air, I don't think. Or maybe we were on the air, which makes it even doubly ridiculous. But Norm was just kind of sitting there and listening to the conversation. And the conversation had degenerated into something that I don't think was arable. I looked over at Norm, and he was hearing some of the scenarios that Gordon was going through with a dead deer.
Yeah, which, I dragged a deer carcass into camp.
By the way, where'd you find that?
Where'd I find it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He was eating at a feeder when
and
I found him.
You took him out?
No, he'd been decomposing for days.
I knocked him
days.
With my Swiss Army knife.
I mean,
we went riding around after dinner last night, Gordon, Donovan, and I did, and there were a couple of buzzards in that big field way on the backside.
Okay.
And he drove over there and decided, I'm going to throw that in the back of the gator here. And he gets out and he picks it up, and as he's putting it in the back, all the bones start cracking and crunching, and Donovan is sitting right in front of it going, I thought he was going to hurl for a second.
I underestimated my powers. I thought I could bring him back to life. I didn't think he was too far gone. Half of him was missing, but other than that.
It was half deer.
Yes, it was half deer.
That poor little baby deer deserved better than that.
What do you mean?
To be paraded around.
How many of these other deers
you?
Got invited into a top-level round table of high-caliber radio talent?
And to be thrown around, thrown on top of Corby.
There's a lot of women who may enjoy that.
And then you kept threatening throughout the night, I'm going to throw that deer on the fire.
And I
did.
What's
going to happen? I'm going to throw that deer on the fire.
Yeah, he did.
And then finally he did. He
it was
lowered
great.
How was that great?
I never saw the fire pit clear out faster than that.
You don't
all
understand.
Week.
That's the way in the deer community. That's the way that they like to bury their dead. It's like a Pyrrhic ending for their lives. And they burn themselves
not into Viking
on the banks of the Ganges.
No. He would know. He's goofy deer.
Ooh. Yeah, he is. But that was gross.
He's one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you speak.
He's
of
definitely
my kind
goofy.
That way.
There's no doubt about that. And that was a low moment last night, but it did cause some conversation, I guess. But we did have a highlight last night that we'll talk about here in maybe a half hour or so, and that is the penance that was paid by one Mike Reiner.
Did he ever vomit?
Well, we'll tell you here in just a bit.
Now that's a tease.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Is he here?
Yeah. As far as I know,
there was talk of him leaving.
My Facebook page sent me multiple emails overnight of people wanting to join the Facebook page that I was made an administrator of. Reiner can't leave, I believe it was.
There's no way he left after what he did.
He didn't leave.
He was in no hour. Shape to leave.
No. Mm-hmm. No, we couldn't have that responsibility on the roadways if he attempted driving after his amazing feat last night. So we'll get to that here in just a little bit.
You like my gas station buffet I got working here?
Where'd you get all that?
Oh, there were like 6 for $1 packages of almonds and peanuts and, you know, those planters things.
Are they Toms?
They're planters. They just said they were planters.
But at the little gas stations, they're always Toms.
Yeah, remember they come on the chip clip rack?
Or Lance sometimes.
Yeah.
Who are Lance and Tom? Were they a couple?
They're the spares of the snack industry.
That's what it says on their Wikipedia page?
Right, exactly. I just read that.
Oh, wait, let's listen.
Carry this live.
Get over there, Gordo.
Carry this live.
Okay. We figured out real easily where they are. The question is, we're simulcasting right now. I'm interrupting the show.
Oh, we're simulcasting. We're on the air on Channel 8 right now?
Absolutely. This is the great Gordo. Like great right now.
I don't look great. No, I've had about 4 hours of sleep the past 2 nights. So.
What's the purpose of why are you guys out here?
That's a good question.
We're all asking ourselves that this morning, aren't we?
Absolutely. In fact, George is here as well. George, you've been out here camping out. I think that the goal is to inflict misery to make you guys get along.
And it's working. Yeah, we're all miserable here this morning.
Okay.
But thanks for being here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. And Craig, can you tell the viewers where you are?
Don't talk to the press.
No, I can't tell you exactly where we are. We're somewhere in the contiguous 48 U.S., but other than that, I can't give away our location. But we will later on the show.
Well, I don't know if you guys realize this, but I'm Army. And our viewers have decided that I need to inflict misery on you because you guys don't seem to get along at all.
You were in the Army?
7 years, buddy.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, we got an American hero here.
Thank you for serving our country.
We have an American hero, but she was in the Army, too.
Okay, so have you guys, where did you sleep last night?
We slept in tents. Now, what you're seeing back behind us here, what you're seeing back behind, we're not really allowed to go in here.
Uh-huh.
Except for the broadcast, we do it on the porch, but we're all in little two-man tents out there.
Okay, so did you have food?
We ran out of food last night, as a matter of fact.
So, that's why we're down to the peanuts.
What about bass?
What's that? No.
Oh.
Would you like the smell? It's horrible.
How does it smell like to you, buddy?
It's not good. This is a miserable experience. I've run out of food, and my body has started to consume itself, so I need help.
You need help? Okay, so let me see. All of you three hug right now. Are you bonding?
Hug? Yeah, I'll hug.
Give a hug.
Sure.
I have nothing left. I can't.
We're all having a great
hug.
Time here.
And then since you guys are not hug, I want you to say how much you love Dale Hansen.
Oh, hi, Dale. We love you, Dale.
Hi, Dale. We love you. We love you so much.
Who is that?
Okay, we are live out in the boonies. Again, we're about 100 miles west of Dallas.
All right, so that was an awkward simulcast between us and Channel 8. How do you think it went?
Why was it?
I think they got the worst end of the deal.
Back to you guys.
Well, that's pretty cool. We appreciate Channel 8 with their coverage here. It's the first time we've had live coverage from the ticket camp out.
I can't believe they sent you all the way out here.
That's a long way out here.
It is a long way.
Oh, my gosh, it really is a delay.
What time did you wake up to come out here?
2:00.
Wow. Oh. You know what time she woke me up? 4:00 with a phone call.
So what else can we talk about, guys?
We can talk about just about anything. We don't want to get into what we've had to do to try to repopulate the planet out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some things we have to keep private.
That's pretty vulgar.
Anything sports-wise that...
I didn't want to say anything, but that was real smooth that you guys switched from Channel 11 to Channel 8.
I was working on it. I had to figure out where the box was, but I got to take care of you.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're still on the air right now.
Yeah, sorry. On the radio, yes.
Okay, identify yourself again.
Yeah, well,
there we go.
Here, talking to that mic.
Just talking to
this mic?
Yeah, identify yourself and tell us what station you're
with. With your rank.
Wait,
your Army rank.
I know you guys have been watching Channel 8 since, 5:00 this morning?
Absolutely.
Actually, 4:30. Do you know what time the show starts?
4:30. Whenever Cynthia rolls in.
Well, I'm Sean Gables. I'm the new kid on the block. I've been here for about a year.
Now, where are you from?
I'm originally from the great state of Oklahoma.
So I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oh, you did? What part?
Oklahoma City and Enid a little bit.
Which school did you go to? High school?
Bishop McGinnis.
Oh, I know. Ooh. Bishop McGinnis.
Where did you go?
I love connecting here, Georgia.
I am from a small town called Gary.
Gary, Oklahoma.
Gary, Oklahoma. I'm west of El Reno and Yukon, where Garth Brooks is from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure enough.
Senior class was 22 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was basically like where we are out here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, population about 700.
So where did you serve in the United States Army?
I was United States Army Reserves.
Okay.
So I was based out of, I did my basic training in Columbia, South Carolina at Fort Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did AIT in Fort Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And
then AIT?
AIT Advanced Individual Training. I was 71 Lima.
I know it.
And I got called to the first Desert Storm.
Really?
I didn't have to go. I got pulled out because Clinton had a surplus of reservists.
That's right.
Were you a general?
No, not quite. But my sister's a colonel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
She's in San Antonio.
Seven years in the Army Reserve, and then now at Channel A.
Where for college.
Yeah.
I protected you.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Oklahoma.
Oh, boy.
Are they still the Sooners?
Why, what were they before?
I don't know. So tell us, we want some inside dirt on what's going on at Channel 8.
Yeah, we don't get any dirt on Channel 8 anymore. What's going on?
You're not on the air on your station right now, but we're still on the air right now.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling us off the air about how much she hates Delkus, about how that's a
him again. Oh, I did not say
women
that.
Women say that all the
women
time.
Women talk about just how ridiculously aggressive Pete Delkus is.
You know, you two look alike.
Me and Pete and I?
Uh-huh.
Me and Pete and I. That was a beautifully constructed sentence.
Me and Pete and I.
Pete's a great guy.
So how many hits are we doing throughout the morning show?
You're going to see yourself again at 6 o'clock and at 6:30.
Oh, my
six
God.
6 and 6:30. Okay.
All right, now,
did you guys really not take baths?
No, we have not bathed since Wednesday.
And when daylight comes up, you're going to see there's campsites all along this lake out here.
And who is the scaredy cat out of the batch?
Maybe Dan?
Yeah, there's a guy up there who smokes a lot of pot, so that kind of calms him down. But, he's probably the most frightened of the outdoors.
Who ate the roadkill?
No one had to eat it, but we had to.
Yeah, we were served it two squares a day of roadkill. And he cooked it.
This guy down here.
He's our woman.
He got questions.
Oh, you're the woman.
Where do you get the next batch of roadkill this morning?
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
You get along with Greg Fields okay?
Greg Fields is awesome.
Okay.
What about Steve McCauley?
How long you been there? How long
a
you
year.
Been there? Okay. Greg Fields will turn on you.
He'll turn on me?
Yeah, all right. Greg has questions about Steve McCauley.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
He's super nice. And he knows his stuff. If anyone,
I'd like Greg Fields.
No. Greg Fields knows his stuff. But Steve McCauley is, when you talk about a true weather buff, mm-hmm. I mean, he understands the science. He's a big NASA buff.
So he's a virgin.
Pretty much.
Well, thank you
I'll
guys
make sure
for
and share
here.
That, too. I'll make sure and share that comment with him.
All right, so we're going live on Channel 8 again here in 11 minutes.
Yes, you
is
are.
That right?
Okay. And we're going to share your location.
Can we do that? I don't know if we can do that.
I don't
that
know.
Yet.
Let's talk about that and we'll get back to you.
How
about
that?
We'll are get you back afraid?
To you. We'll take
we're very afraid.
We are.
But now that you're here, though, you can protect us.
I can protect you. Literally.
We're a ranger,
so we're going to do some push-ups and sit-ups.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready?
Maybe later.
Okay, maybe later?
I can do some.
We're going to have a food-eating contest.
Okay.
But it gets to be your producer's choice of food.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dear.
We don't have any food is our only problem.
We really don't have a producer.
We actually ran out of food.
You have a producer.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then we are going to have Channel 8 trivia.
Oh, no, we'll do
we
well
can win
with
at
that.
That.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll do really
we'll
well
dominate.
With that.
You know, you guys seemed a little sleepy.
We are sleepy.
Are you a little sleepy?
Yeah, we haven't had any sleep.
Oh, come on.
Two nights.
Oh,
wake up.
Lord.
Tracy Rowlett.
Oh, no,
not yet. She didn't ask a question yet. All right, it's 5:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's the question of that one? Who left Channel 8 in an absolute conflagration?
More with Channel 8 next.
You guys remember it was probably around, I don't know, 6th grade, 7th grade, and your dad first teaches you how to do your bikini area?
All right, as we did our little simulcast with Channel 8 just a moment ago, the question was brought up, have we bathed? And the question was no. What is the longest you guys have ever gone without showering or taking a bath?
2 weeks.
You've never gone 2 weeks without taking a bath.
Yes. Circle K Ranch, Colorado, eighth grade graduation trip with my cousin.
Oh, this is when you didn't want to get naked and right. nude in front of a man of your gender.
Yes, because it was 8th through 12th, so it was us and a bunch of high school seniors from Azle on this trip.
For 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a long camp.
And so my cousin and I were so scared of going into the shower with these men, basically. We thought that we were going to be hazed and beat up, that every day we got up and we took our deodorant and just put another layer on under our armpits and then went about the day. 2 weeks.
Man.
Now, I'm going to go jump in the lake just to wash off.
I might. Just because I can't stand the smell of myself anymore.
You'd rather smell like a lake?
Yeah.
Gross.
And I've gone like 4 or 5 days before, but it's usually been when we're at a lake and I count that as my bath, jumping in the lake.
That's so nasty. Smell like a Yeti.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, other than that two-week stretch, I bet I've never gone more than 2 days.
Now, Junior, you look like you've shaved since you've been here.
No, not at all. I shaved right before I left on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, your beard doesn't grow that fast. For some reason, I thought you'd be fully bearded within 12 hours.
That goes
I mean, look at Giorgio.
Fast.
Look at this.
I know. I've got a real gray beard, too.
Yeah, I've got a lot of gray in mine.
I don't
like
anymore.
Skipper or something.
I just throw a bottle of something on mine.
All right, more uncomfortable moments with Channel 8 coming up next from the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout.
I have a ton of cancer.
Coming up here in 15 minutes, we'll tell you how Mike Reiner tried to repay his wrong of sleeping inside on the first night of the campout. I will say that I think Ryan's redeemed himself last night. And the big question is, did he vomit? We'll tell you here in about 15 minutes or so.
And I don't know that he redeemed himself. I've revised my opinion on this.
Really?
Yes.
All right. We'll get your opinion on that here in 15 minutes. We're about to unveil the location where we've been here for the last couple of days.
Oh, we're going to do that now.
We're ready?
Well, I don't know if we're going to do it now. It sounded like she was about to do it.
Is she going to bust it on Channel
8? Well, she doesn't run our show.
Yeah, George.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying.
As soon as a woman gets around, George starts kowtowing.
No, I just said she said she was about to say it, so I just figured we were doing it here. I mean, I don't care. We can do it at 9:59.
Oh, I thought she was asking us if it was okay. She's not about to just go ahead and do it, is she? No.
She's not going to break into the newscast to announce it.
I think she left
it
up
to us. Okay. All right, we'll tell you at some point this morning.
Yeah, maybe 8:15. I think that'd be a good time.
All right, 8:15. We'll reveal our location here for the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout.
I have a question. How late did things go last night?
Really late. We were on the air till 1 o'clock, I think.
And you were with them all the way to the end?
Yeah. Wow. I was so tired, I couldn't...
What are you doing, George?
I couldn't move. I just couldn't get up and walk away.
I really think that I was asleep by 10:30 last night.
Really?
I went back to the tent at 11 when we got the warning about the rain coming.
Which I didn't even hear the warning.
Yeah, I guess you were already gone by then. But I looked at the weather radar, and there was a big line of showers moving towards us. And so I realized, and like most of us, I didn't have the rain cape on the tent.
It's called a rain fly. It's not a cape.
Whatever.
He likes it more fashionable.
More of a cape.
It's a nice rain cape.
I didn't have the pretty rain cape on the tent.
Right. Not pretty.
It's bedazzled rain cape.
So I'm thinking, golly, I've got my bedding and my duffel bag and all my clothes out there. So I hustled out there. And once again, I'm winning camping because I put that thing on so easily and so professionally.
It's not a win.
Boy, and I got to admit,
Rich didn't have a good time with his.
I freaking lost on that, man.
Did you really?
Well, because I'm right on the water over there, and part of the deal is that rain cape, as you put it, is not intended to be put on with gale force winds blowing in the dark.
Hey, guys.
And mine
Hey, Gail.
Mine is a little different. It has a pole you have to put into it and everything.
Oh, yes. Right. Keep talking like that.
You like that? Like having a pole put into you?
Whoa.
Heads up.
And so
Gordon, yes, he does.
I eventually called upon the magical, mystical Giorgio to come over and help me, and we fought that sucker for a good 10 minutes.
That was the worst wrestling match I've ever been in.
I had the dark and the wind, and yet mine went on pretty easily.
Yeah,
I got to say.
Mine went on. I don't think it's technically sound, but it did the job, and I wish I would have put it on the night before. I think that does help.
And that's how I went at camping, because I put mine on when I set up my tent.
Yeah, that was a good move, no doubt. I do agree. I wish I had it the night before. It would have kept us 10 degrees warmer, I bet.
Now, I did win by staying on with the deep end of the night ticket. We had some really interesting radio. I mean, there was some usual really drunk people calling up, and we had people that were claiming that they were calling up camping along with us from other locations, like around the Red River and stuff.
And they really were.
They claimed it. I don't know.
They were co-camping with the ticket in a different location.
Yeah, in a different location.
Huh.
But we had a really interesting conversation with Rhines, Dan, Donovan, Bob. Well, I think Bob had left at this point, and myself. How much longer are we going to be at the
ticket? If you've heard that term before, that means you've listened to the ticket.
Kelly coming back here.
Kind of bum rush to their little hiding spot. They were managed to come out and basically, and you probably wonder why.
She holds two.
We're simulcasting.
She didn't use either.
One on the ticket. I'm talking on their mic, and one for News 8. I'm talking on that mic. We are here with three of the hosts of one of the most popular radio shows in Dallas. This is The Great Gordo.
Yes, thank you.
If you've never seen these hunk of chunks of Bernie Love, you've heard them, but we're showing them this morning. What's your strongest asset?
What's my strongest asset?
Yeah.
Other than dashing good looks and great personality.
Hairy balls.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, George done on the other part of the. I keep hearing the word musers. What is that?
We were given that name by Mike Reiner 17 years ago, and it's really hard to explain.
It's a nickname.
It's a nickname of the show, yeah, the Musers. We're the Gentle Musers.
And the George Clooney of the group, Craig Miller.
Hey. Wow, that's high praise, but I'll accept it.
You told her to say that.
By the way, I am winning the camp out.
It's not a competition.
So, I've got over 100 points. I'm dominating.
Nobody wins.
So basically, you guys have been out here for 2 days, out in the boonies, basically, having no food, having a sleeping tent. And try to bond. Are you guys bonding?
No, you know what? We haven't had any fist fights yet, and that's good. Last time, when the whiskey got to flowing a little bit, he took a swing at me. but then we made up and caressed and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, you said you're boring. We gotta go.
Oh.
That was a joke. Obviously, it went over flat. But anyways, we'll be back and talk to you guys in just a minute. We'll back to you guys.
Whoop. Okay, so there was our...
Now, that was... George, you were in the middle of the story about... What were you guys talking about?
How much longer will we all stay at the ticket?
Oh, okay.
And that's interesting. It was a confessional kind of conversation?
It was very honest, and it was really good. I almost think we ought to, like, chase it down and play it, but there's part of me that thinks...
It's too honest.
No, not that so much, but almost a reward for the P1 who stayed up really late, took a deep view into the ticket. Maybe we ought to just leave it like that.
Did anybody announce that they're leaving this week?
Not this week.
Uh-oh. This month?
But sooner than you would think.
Who?
The guy we're going to talk about next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hotter! I'm the devil!
We had a little bit of wind in the evening, but it settled down. And as I was telling you guys, when I went back to put on the rain cape, my pretty rain cape.
Uh-huh. It's called a rain fly.
That I got inside the tent, and it was so cozy and comfortable and climate controlled that I passed out.
And Much better sleep than last night.
I thought about the long hike back through the woods to the broadcast location to sit around the campfire, but I was so beaten because I didn't sleep at all the night before or at all yesterday. I couldn't nap.
Yeah.
That I fell asleep in probably 2 minutes and had a pretty good night's sleep.
How did the weather change that much within 24 hours? How did we go from Mount Everest-type conditions the first night to last night it being Garden of Eden?
I believe we had that cool front move through the night before. If you want some technical
what's
terms.
What's a cool front?
That Greg Fields doesn't but Steve McCauley does.
I know a cool front is what moves through my apartment every morning as I'm getting ready for work.
And then last night we had a warm front that backed up the cool front, and so it brought in all that south air, which brings in the south breeze, makes it warmer, and
he's
had some cloud cover, which holds in temperatures.
Making it up as much as Greg Fields does.
No, I know what I'm talking about, unlike him.
Gosh. Think of all the extremes of weather. We've had the extreme temperature, the extreme cold, and then we had what I guess was a hurricane that blew through yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous how much wind there was.
Boy, it was really windy. We had whitecaps on a little camping lake here.
All right, so yesterday at this time, if you were listening, that's when we busted one Mike Reiner, who it was so cold the night before, he went into one of the cabins here at the campsite and he slept indoors. And so we took the wireless microphone and we woke him up, and we were all very bitter at him in the morning because he did that. But he ended up paying for it last night.
Somebody had the idea of, and I've never heard of this party gag before, but have him take a shot of beer every minute for 1 hour. And by doing that, you'll consume 6 beers in an hour at a pretty quick rate where you're going at least a shot a minute.
Yeah. And there's, by the way, there's no safety expert that would recommend doing such a thing.
Oh, really? By the way, y'all's math is wrong on that. That's 5 beers.
Yeah.
12 ounces in a beer.
He did 6.
Times 5
I kept
six.
Up.
I don't
no,
think he drank 6 beers. No, I think he drank 5 beers.
No, I'm telling you, I saw everyone. I kept track of the
y'all
cans.
Y'all did it for more than an hour. You did it for an hour and 12 minutes.
He went about an hour 8 because it gave me more time. But it had a hard time keeping up with it because sometimes we would miss a shot or two, and then we'd say, okay, you need to take a little more here, whatever. But he stuck with it, and he did it. And boy, after that, it was on for Mike Reiner.
It was so funny because he'd been out in the sun all day, so his face was beet red sunburned.
No, he wasn't in the sun. He sat here in the wind all day.
That was windburn?
I think so.
No, because
yeah.
He was with Bad Radio. He was sitting out there for an hour or two.
Because mine, I know, is all wind. I wore a hat all day, and my forehead looks like his.
Plus, he's 83 years of age.
Right.
His body can't metabolize alcohol.
So he had the red face, and his eyes were all glazed over and real big after he drank all those beers. And he was slurring his words and real into whatever conversation, as meaningless as it may have been, he was having.
Confessing all kinds of weird stuff.
But I got to give him big credit. There's no way I could drink 6 beers in an hour. It would kill me.
Uh-uh. Well, and this is where I give him credit, is that he, when we had the kangaroo court yesterday at 9:15, which is Gordo's Corner, which will occur again today, we had the kangaroo court, and he was very defiant. I mean, this guy was like a guy that you'd see in Dallas, you know, court system, just telling the judge he didn't do it and he's not going to do any punishment, and he didn't care. Well, he had a change of heart throughout the day, and he said, look, I realize that I have to do something to pay you guys back for wronging you. And so he did do this punishment, so I give him credit for that, but I just don't think it's that bad a punishment.
Boy, I
he
do.
Got to sleep. He got to he sleep indoors puked. On the coldest night in Texas history.
It wasn't that cold.
Then the next night, his punishment is he gets to drink a lot of beer. What's the punishment?
Well, he almost had the punishment. He was seemed to be frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, he almost vomited, but so did I last night. And I wasn't even, it wasn't a punishment for me. It was fun.
Well, he never did it. Once he got over what looked like was going to be a violent hurling at the end of that thing, then it was just on with Rhines. Then he was the party, the life of the party at the camp out.
Did he drink any more?
Just a little.
The whiskey?
Yeah, a little. I think we got him going on a little bit of whiskey. And then
the grossest thing was when he took a shot of beer that one time and he coughed it back up into the glass and then had to do the shot again.
Yeah.
But then later,
it's like a dog when they throw up. You know how they start doing the heaving first?
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
Real dramatic.
He was walking away towards that pecan grove heaving.
Get that microphone out of here. You don't want it carried live. So then we went into the night, and after the Mavs postgame show, we went back on, and you guys were there for a little bit of that. And then after you went to bed, we took phone calls, and there was all sorts of wheels-off phone calls from P1s, but Mike was pretty funny. But then I thought we had about the best 5 minute or so conversation at the camp out, because it was just, we said, okay, this is going to be the truth circle, we're going to speak the truth. And we are back on Channel 8.
Every time you get into that story.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Channel 8.
Is that all you needed?
Is that high energy enough?
Okay.
Okay.
That was just a tease.
Oh, that was just a tease.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
hurry.
All right. So anyway, so we started talking about things like how long are we all going to stay at the ticket? And we all went individual by individual. Donovan, who said, I hope I can stay here another 20 years. I'm new to this thing. Hope I can ride as long as possible. Dan McDowell basically said the same thing. I set a goal. I said, no one can possibly know this, but I said, I'll set a goal. I'd love to do it at least 10 more years. I think that'd be great if we can make it at least 10 more years. Then it got to Rhines, who said that his outdate,
oh boy,
as much as he hates to admit it, would be February.
There is no way.
Such crap.
Now, keep in mind, this is a guy who had 6 beers in 1 hour
right.
just a few hours before.
February?
Meaning he thought that was the next month on the calendar or in
yeah.
11 months.
And I got to be honest, I lost track of what month we were in. I was like, okay, how long is that? All right, well, that's not very long. But even after, whether that was nonsense or not, Rhines did. We got to the heart of the matter is the answer basically for all of us is the same. It would be the hardest thing ever for any of us to leave the station.
Yes.
You know, on our own accord. You know, we may be told someday, okay, you guys are no longer here.
Yeah,
we're changing formats.
Yeah, it's kind
whatever.
Of, it's kind of up to the P1s, really.
Yeah.
You know, if they stop listening, then we all leave.
Then we all leave. And
fired.
Yeah. Or, you know, could be management at some point. But that's what Rhines eventually admitted was, we all need this place. It's kind of like on Lost, they all needed the island. It's like, what would we do if we didn't have...
The ticket is our lost?
Yeah, kind of. It's our island. What would we do if we didn't have the ticket? It was a really... It was a pretty interesting conversation that was almost at 1 o'clock in the morning. And to the listener, it probably just sounded like a bunch of drunk guys sitting around talking.
And it was.
It basically was, because even if you haven't had a lot to drink, which some of us hadn't, we're so sleep-deprived
right.
that you'd, you know, basically say anything, hey, man, I just love you, you know. And
or, hey, man, I'm quitting in February.
Right, I'm going to quit.
Or, hey, Donovan, I always had a crush on you.
Right. Oh.
All right, perhaps coming up next in the observation deck, Gordo can elaborate on his crush on Donovan.
Yeah.
Not only that, Craig, but I heard a shocking confession from one of our ticket team members out here at the camp out. I'm going to share that with you next. I'm going to wake everyone up with a deer leg. I'm sniffling like a cokehead this morning because the allergies yesterday really got to me. All that wind kicked up so much dust, and it's driving me nuts this morning.
George Donovan, Craig Miller. They are in hiding, but News 8 found them. But our viewers
are
trying to figure it out. So, Gordon, are we at Lake Texoma?
No, we are not at Lake Texoma.
Okay. George, are we at Possum Kingdom Lake?
Ooh, no, that's a good lake, but we are not there.
Craig, give us a hint. Where are we?
We are at one of the five Great Lakes. That's all I'm going to say.
We're with the ticket, simulcasting live. We'll tell you where they are, or at least give you a hint. And as one viewer put it, we are not at Starbucks. We'll be right back.
There we go.
One viewer put it that way?
I'll call a tease. I don't know if you'll...
Now, George had a good question. Are you in good standing
yeah,
at Channel 8?
Yeah, I worry about that.
I think I'm in good standing at Channel 8. The news director called me the other day, Michael Valentine.
What'd he call you? Why'd he call you Michael Valentine?
No, he didn't call me Michael Valentine. His name is Michael Valentine.
Oh, okay.
And he said he wanted to meet with me next week.
Uh-oh.
And there was kind of ominous music playing in the background, so I'm not exactly sure what that means.
And did he laugh maniacally after he said that?
Yeah, and then he left me on speakerphone. I could tell he was pranking me with some other guys, so it was an accident.
But you're still doing commentaries on Thursday, right?
Yeah, I haven't done them. I didn't do it this week because of the camp out, and then last week I didn't do it, so I've missed 2 weeks.
That's why he wants
to
talk to
you. That's why you have a meeting. You haven't been doing your job.
Yeah. Who cares? It saved him some money.
Yeah.
But, you know, they pay me like $25 a commentary.
Not bad.
That's why I just churn them out. I give them like 100 a week.
Not bad.
Okay, so, yeah. Now, I talked to a member of our ticket team this morning, and he said something that was kind of shocking to me. Now, tell me if his guy card needs to be pulled. I asked him. I came in there to Eric Hood, our engineer, and I said, hey, Eric, have you seen my DOP kit? And what do you think he asked me?
Did he say, what is a DOP kit?
What is a DOP kit? So you don't know what a DOP kit is? No, he said DOT kit. I said, no, a DOP kit. And he said, I've never heard of a DOP kit. Now, Eric's 48. How old are you, Eric? 34. I've never heard of a DOP kit.
Huh.
So how many guys these days have heard of a DOP kit? Have you heard of a DOP kit?
Of course I've heard of a DOP kit.
Okay, see there? Channel 8 photographer has heard of a DOP kit. He's 26 and heard of it.
Everybody's heard of a DOP kit. Every man, right? Except Eric.
But I got to tell you, Junior, I don't think it was until I was in my early 20s when I heard of it.
All right, so
I never heard it called that.
I think
perhaps.
That's when you first get one, isn't it? When you go off to college,
DOP kit.
Yeah.
Well, Eric's
here's
in
your
his,
DOP kit.
Eric's
son.
In his 30s, so what has he been calling the little thing that he puts his toiletries in all his life?
Eric, come in here. Come in here. We're outside. I don't know what we're saying. All right, Eric, grab that microphone and talk right into it. I don't know if you know how to use a microphone. Hello. But this is Eric, our engineer, one of our engineers out here. Now, you'd never heard of the term DOP kit.
No, I thought you were talking about your iPhone dock kit.
No. And I told you, I said I'm saying the word DOP, DOP kit, and that didn't clarify it at all for
no.
you.
No.
What do you call the kit that you keep all your toiletries in?
Ziploc.
Well, okay, now that's pretty low. Right?
Ziploc.
That's darn near homeless.
Where'd you grow up, Eric? Where'd you grow up?
In Honolulu.
Oh,
maybe that's it.
Here's the problem. Our president calls it Kenya, I think. You grew up in Honolulu, and everyone just keeps their toiletries in Ziplocs.
No, in their bathrooms, but...
But when they travel...
Well, we traveled, you know, down to the beach, you know?
He didn't travel because he lived in Hawaii.
So it's a Hawaiian thing.
I guess. I don't know. We just...
Boy, he's defensive. Boy, there's bad chemistry right now between Eric and the Musers.
No. I love you.
Are you beaten?
No. Well, the internet's beating me. We don't have internet access out here.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Boy, and he's mad about it, too.
He is.
And don't tell him that it's not working.
I've tried everything.
He will snap at you in a second. It's not mine. I don't have anything to do with it.
I'm trying.
It's all right. It's all right, man.
No. Well, all right. That just surprised me. You're 34. Never heard of that.
Yes.
You know what a Jimmy hat is? Thing. What's a Jimmy hat?
A condom.
Right?
I always thought that's what... No, right. Jimmy Johnson never wore a hat, I guess.
Jimmy the Saint wore one, right?
Right.
All right. That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, a Jimmy hat is a condom.
Thank you.
All right. I'm wearing one right now, just in case. All right, thank you, Eric. You're dismissed. No, you want to do... Yeah, we'll do spanking, sure. Okay. Sure. Treat me like the little lady that I am.
Being submissive in the bedroom is really fun. You get to be a little lady. To have someone be macho and in charge of you. That's fun to me. I like being spanked.
Take your damn hands off me. You can't touch me. I love you guys.
The ticket is still broadcasting.
I've never smelled worse in my life. I never have.
Yes, you have, Giorgio.
I don't think so.
I swear there's been
I've never been more tired in my life.
You come into the studio sometimes smelling like a menstruating bear.
You know, I remember the...
Channel 8 loved that one.
Ooh, it's time for you to start wearing deodorant.
I can't believe how far shaving technology has come in the last decade.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. And you guys remember it was probably around, I don't know, 6th grade, 7th grade, and your dad first teaches you how to do your bikini area.
What? Channel 8 loved that one, too. I think your standing is going up at Channel 8 now.
Yeah, I can't use any of this material on Channel 8, by the way. And you know why?
Because
John McKay's already done it all.
I know. He works so blue.
He does, man. I think he's just there to provide shock value to Gloria. He's just trying to shock Gloria
right.
in the seat.
She's the straight person, and then he's the shtick guy.
Well, I think she's straight, too, isn't she?
Well, I mean, she didn't crack jokes, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I'm so loopy
right now.
I'm right
there, too.
So I want to know what else that I missed last
night. I would admit to just
night.
About any crime this morning.
Whoa. That's a very odd claim.
Especially on the heels of what you did last night that shocked everyone.
What was that?
When you exonerated Hitler.
I did not do that. And you need to stop bringing him up so much.
Who?
That's the dumbest thing. Stupid. Nothing good can come from conversations about him.
Who?
And you bring him up all the time. Hitler!
You know, it was
That's
a bad
a drop right there.
It was a bad Hitler-related campfire for both me and George. We each had an odd statement. George said that Hitler taking his own life was enough punishment for all of the
yes.
atrocities that he committed.
I said he got his.
No, you said he paid.
But my intent was the worst thing that could have happened to him had he been tried would have been put to death. Well, he took care of that for us and saved us the money.
No, I think that he cheated us out of justice by doing that. But you thought that was very satisfactory.
You thought it was eye for an eye.
Yeah, it doesn't. He needs more punishment than death, Giorgio.
And then I was trying to...
What would that
so
be?
You exonerated Hitler.
I want you to explain to me what's more punishment than death.
Everything else.
Everything else, okay.
I'll get back to you on that. I need to do a report on it. But shortly after you exonerated Hitler...
I did not exonerate
Craig
him.
said that Hitler was the greatest.
Continue.
Criminal of all time.
That's what I said.
But you used the term greatest.
Right, and I shouldn't have used that term.
You should have said he was the worst.
Right. I guess what I meant by greatest was most prolific or most well-known or most popular.
Most popular?
Gosh.
All right, yes, I think you're right, Giorgio. We just need to stop talking about that because you guys can't handle talking about Hitler.
Well, we can handle it. But we're just not like the hyena that you are when someone says something.
Don't call me a hyena.
It's trying to say, let's not talk about him. He's such a despicable human, you shouldn't even talk about him. Then you turn our words into acting like we're his supporters or something.
All right, well, what was Corby wanting to do last night?
Hold a seance.
That was your idea.
To bring him back.
That was your idea.
That was not my idea.
Yes, it was.
Jeez. Stop
it.
To bring him back and put him on trial.
Right. And I thought there was maybe a 5% chance that he would reanimate the deer carcass, and then we could kill the deer carcass.
Okay. Your standing just went back down to Channel 8 after the last 2 minutes.
Are we on the air now?
No.
You told me to be careful with anything I said in front of the camera.
I thought we were in break right now.
Here we are.
That's the only reason I was talking so freely.
Okay. Hitler!
Whoa!
Oh,
Jesus! You're
Wow!
Musers Camp Out. It's winding down today as the sun starts to rise over the lake. Look at that scene out there.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Water's like glass this morning. Absolutely beautiful. As we,
Someone just broke it. Someone broke the lake.
Broke the lake. All right, we have Muse in the News with Gordo coming up here at 7:15. Scatter Shooting with Junior, 7:35. A special Camp Out edition of that. And a special camp-out edition of the Emergency Break of the Week here in 1 hour. Now, as we wind down camp, I've got to tell you, I guess I'm disappointed by this. I'm just maybe a little surprised. Last year, Corby was such a big player in the camp-out. He was just a bundle of energy, shocking comments, high-speed whiskey drinking. And last night, as we got the late-night ticket going, he didn't come out and participate, and then the next thing we knew, he was in bed.
What do you mean? He went to bed early?
Yeah, he went to bed about the time you guys did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I do know he was extremely tired, like no sleep the night before, no nap during the day.
Right.
I think he was exhausted.
Yeah, I think he was too.
And you know what?
But I thought he would rally.
I heard this from a lot of the guys yesterday evening. That even though it was 40 degrees and you would think that sleeping in the cooler weather would be better, and last year when we did our camp out, it was a little bit later in the spring and it was really hot at night.
Yeah.
They all said they slept better that one night because it was warmer and it was more miserable for them in the cold. Plus, this was two nights, and all those guys last year just did one night.
We did two nights last year.
We
though,
did
right?
two nights. Yeah. But Corby just had one night to cut loose last year and drink all the whiskey. But
yeah.
But this year, this was his second night, and they weren't experienced like we were at camping. And I think it caught up with a lot of them.
Yeah. But, boy, we had the P1s calling up, just, where's Corby, where's Corby? And the son of a gun was asleep, I'd say by 10:30, 11, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold it against him since he probably had 1 hour of sleep in the previous 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to call him out or anything like that.
Why are you calling him out?
It was just a little surprising because he's usually a gamer who will rally. I've seen him dead tired before, and it doesn't stop him from high-speed drinking. But it just, I guess, shows how beaten down he really was last night.
Well, it does surprise me because when I went to bed around 11, I thought he had the foot on the gas pedal, mashing it to the floorboard. He was starting to slur his words. And
starting to catch up with Rhines a little bit.
Yeah, and he was sitting there tugging on a little cup of whiskey, and I figured, man, he's going deep into the night. So it does surprise me, that news.
Yeah. But the late-night ticket hero, I guess, was Rhines, who was throwing out all sorts of hot sports opinions last night after his hour of power, repaying the P1s for sleeping inside while we braved those cold temperatures that first night. Rhines repaid the P1 by doing the drinking challenge of taking a shot of beer every minute for an hour, at least until he consumed six beers.
You know, Corby and I yesterday, another reason why he might have been tired, we took a long run, and we stayed entirely on this property.
It's mammoth.
It is huge. And it was great running around this. And we all took a tour on one of the four-wheelers, all the back roads and dirt roads. And
3-hour tour.
You go through, you know, you can go around this huge lake and you go over these little hills and you get to this outlook where you can see for miles and miles and miles. And then you go down a big hill and there's a huge savanna. And then you go back up a hill and you're back in the forest. And it's just great. You can really get lost.
We almost did.
And
yeah, Giorgio and I took a four-wheeler up, and we were on top of that mountain over there.
Yeah.
And
the backside of the lake.
And it was so rocky. It was like a Martian terrain.
Really?
So rocky. And Giorgio, I got news for you.
Huh.
Got a flat.
Really?
Oh, no.
One of those four-wheelers that we were on, the one we were on yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Front left tire, flat. So what we got to do, we got to dump it in this lake and get the hell out of here.
Well, when Corby and I were running, we passed you guys. You guys were in the four-wheeler with fishing poles headed out to fish.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get a fishing report from you two.
It was so sad.
It didn't work out well.
Really?
Yeah, we worked those banks over there for a while, but we kept trying to get over to the other side of that rocky bank, and that's why we went on that back road. And we never could get close enough to the water. And finally we got stuck at the very end of that road. It came to an end where there's another fence that we couldn't get through. And we had to turn around, and we're kind of up on a cliff.
Yeah, we're up on a precipice, and we only have, it's only about a four-wheeler and a half wide, and we have to make a U-turn within that space. So it was a lot of turning 2 inches forward, and then having to cut that non-power steering wheel back, and then backing up 2 inches. And then
Gordo had me get in the back, because we got stuck, we got a rut that we got stuck in.
Wow.
And finally, he discovered the all-wheel drive, which kind of solved everything.
Yeah, that did solve everything after about 30 minutes of the two-wheel drive with no differential lock. And so it was just one wheel was just digging a trench.
So no fish and one flat.
Gordo caught two fish yesterday, I guess it was.
You bet.
I'm going to catch some this morning, though. I will guarantee you in the next 2 hours I will have bass.
How about fish tacos for breakfast?
We could do that.
We don't really have anything to cook them on, so I guess we'll just take the live fish and put it in a tortilla and eat it.
If Norm were here, he would have eaten it.
Oh, yeah, Norm would eat that without question.
Dicks. Fonda Dicks.
And Bill Parcells, the former Cowboys coach, will be back on television. He's going to be on ESPN and the Bill Parcells Draft Confidential on Tuesday, April 26th. Here's a preview of the show.
As the game became more of a national game, then the assistant coaches from the winning program started getting head jobs.
So we'll all look forward to that when it happens on April 26th. That's your Ticket Ticker. Rich will be back around 7:50 with your next Ticket Ticker. I'm Giorgio, and remember the time you're listening to the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh, you did. You're talking about me, the quack, 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 quack.
So each year, people die camping. Do you know this?
I'm sure they do.
Do you know that camping can be very dangerous?
Ryan's almost did last night.
On the average, between 500 and 1,000 people die every year camping.
Not my problem.
And each year, 300 people are killed by deer.
What?
I'm guessing
going to be one of them.
I'm guessing a lot of those are people driving on a side highway and the deer runs out in front of them.
All right, but that's not really death by camping.
But it's death by deer.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Have you guys seen any deer out here, by the way?
Oh, my gosh, tons. Yes.
I've just seen one.
Right where we ran into you and Corby?
Mm-hmm.
Right as you guys were running up, there were probably 40 of them.
Oh, really?
Scattered over to that high fence, yeah. Wow.
I've probably seriously seen about 45 different deer.
Really?
Yeah, because, see, Rich and Donnie and I took a late night ATV ride.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a lot of them because it was, you know, it was
feeding
dusk. Time. Yeah, it was dusk, and so they were moving.
I was spotlighting them out there.
Yeah, really? Rich was spotlighting. It was so trashy.
But since, Gordo, you grew up in Mississippi, perhaps this explains why you have an unusually small penis. I would originally just take my dad's razor and shave it dry.
Oh, man!
An 86-year-old man went to his doctor for his quarterly checkup. The doctor asked him how he was feeling. The 86-year-old said, "Things are great. I've never felt better. I now have a 20-year-old bride who's pregnant with my child. What do you think about that, Doc?"
Mark.
The doctor considered his question for a minute and then began to tell a story. I have an older friend, much like you, who's an avid hunter and never misses a season. One day he was setting off to go hunting. In a bit of a hurry, he accidentally picked up his walking cane instead of his gun. As he neared a lake, he came across a very large male beaver sitting on the water's edge. He realized he'd left his gun at home, so he couldn't shoot the magnificent creature. Out of habit, he raised his cane, aimed it at the animal as if it were his favorite hunting rifle, and went bang, bang. Miraculously, two shots rang out, and the beaver fell over dead. "Now, what do you think of that?" asked the doctor. The 86-year-old said, "Well, logic would strongly suggest that somebody else pumped a couple of rounds into that beaver." The doctor replied, "My point exactly."
No! How about meh?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on...
Whoa. Osama bin Laden.
No, wait, Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. And, I guess we'll let you vote on it at 214-787-1310. We have some pretty funny ones this week, including our very uncomfortable interview with Billy Gillespie, now the new head coach at Texas Tech. Especially as the interview was wrapping up, it's almost as if we had some sort of satellite delay with him, and he was like a couple seconds behind when you'd hear our question. Anyway, this is the bumper cars moment we had with him.
I was out near your hometown this past weekend, and you're the talk of the coffee shops in Palo Pinto County, so things are going well.
What were you doing out there? Were you out at the the lake or something?
Yeah, out at the lake, yeah. And you were
there's
the
only one coffee. There's only one coffee shop out there, so I know where you had to be. So
they were talking about you out there.
Well, there's great people out there. There's great people everywhere, and I'm really looking for
so they're great people everywhere. Boy, that's generic.
Well, he's just tired of talking to me. I don't blame him, because we're going back and forth there. All right, this is a very unfortunate moment on TXA 21, as they were reporting on the collapse of Mark Aguirre just a couple of days ago. And they didn't see it as a possible serious medical condition for Mark Aguirre. They had a different pronunciation for the former Maverick, as told by Tracy Cornett.
Former Dallas Mavericks player Mark Aguirre is in the hospital this afternoon. We are told he's in the critical care unit at the Medical Center of Plano. He was reportedly working out on a treadmill at a Lifetime Fitness in Plano when witnesses say he became ill. Aguirre lost consciousness when he hit his head as he fell from the treadmill. He played for the Mavs for nearly eight seasons and still holds the team's single-season scoring record.
And right after that, she turned to her co-host after the camera was off and asked, "What are the Mavs?" You know,
Mark Aguirre.
I heard a report that that is the correct pronunciation.
Spanish pronunciation.
But that he is of Spanish origin. That's what I heard.
That is not true.
He never pronounced his name Aguirre. I think it's one of those Thiesman Thiesman things.
Dorsett. Right. Dorsett?
Yeah.
No way.
No.
He's always been Mark Aguirre.
I don't know.
He was never, ever Mark Aguirre.
He's from Chicago.
He was still around, we could ask him.
And you want an odd tidbit here.
He
Tracy Cornett is married to Frank Cornett, former NBA player.
Is that true?
Really?
Yeah, so she should know her basketball.
Yeah, that is surprising. All right, well, Tracy's up for an e-break. As is the great Gordo, who did something last night that was shocking, disgusting, just all out nasty, when he threw a dead deer carcass on one Corby Davidson. And this was captured live on the air as Junior's trying to host Coast to Coast.
Yeah, now what you'll hear, by the way, is Corby doesn't mention what's happening, but you can hear him reacting in the background over and over again as he's looking down at this decomposing deer.
Well, I don't think he knew what it was at first.
And we've got a caller on the line who's telling us about being probed by an alien.
Yeah, and the caller's also talking about an old rant about the woman who laid on a couch so long she got grafted to the fabric.
Couch lady.
Gosh.
No, I'll get to that.
What?
This is very difficult. I'll get to who it is. It's tearing my family apart because I can only sit on chairs. Boys. When I lie on a couch, I can hear her screaming. It's the ghost of the couch lady.
The couch lady. What does the couch lady do?
Oh my God, what is this?
Her skin was grafted into a couch as her family fed her and she died. And Dr. Keith told us about this story years
ago. Yes.
Get this cord off of it. God!
No, I'm just really having problems now.
Because
when I have blackouts, I've sometimes fed the couch spaghetti.
All right, so, Junior, a real rotting deer carcass was just thrown on Corby.
By Gordo?
Not only one of those stuffed.
Caller, thank you for your story. I hope you're okay with the couch lady. Okay, now what happened?
Found
And I don't think Corby realized what it was at first. He started laughing. Then once he realized what it was, he was so grossed out.
Yeah, then he got pissed, and then he got happy again later, but...
It was a baby deer, right?
Yeah, it looked like it wasn't a very old deer.
That was the other sad thing.
What?
That baby
circle of life, and I think Corby ought to embrace it.
He threw
everyone,
it off.
Everyone like was getting all disgusted and offended by the dead deer carcass, but come on. That is the circle of life, and people trying to live
right.
in denial.
Which needs to be respected and just let the buzzards pick at it and don't...
Oh,
we're just
supposed to let the deer rot away in the woods.
That's the circle.
Keep it away from us where we don't have to look at what goes on.
That's the circle. Comedy prop is not part of the circle of life.
I did not treat it as a comedy prop.
Hey, here's what I want to know.
It was a loving deer carcass.
When you stumble across this deer carcass on the other side of the lake, you looked at it and said, wow, I can throw that on somebody, and you pick it up take it with you?
I said that I wanted to show this thing the love that it never received.
Originally, he wanted to put it like right outside of the door of Ryan's tent tonight so it would scare the hell out of him in the morning. That's exactly what he said when he picked it up.
What am I doing with a deer carcass?
It's a tradition. Every time you go camping, somebody throws a deer carcass on someone.
Never, no. Rich, you ever heard of that?
Never. I camp multiple times a year. Never have I even seen a deer carcass.
When was it killed, or when did it die, do you think? How fresh was it?
It's been dead for a while.
A week, maybe?
Yeah, at least a week, I would say.
What happened to it, by the way?
These guys made me take it out of camp. I wanted to sleep with it, but these guys made me drive it about a mile outside of camp to keep the coyotes.
So we wouldn't have coyotes ripping it apart as we're trying to sleep last night.
But first, before that...
all the bone crunching as you're trying to sleep.
But before that, he wanted to burn it. He wanted to throw it on the campfire.
He hit his head in the fire.
He lit his head on fire.
Because the deer was a Hindu, and that's the way you dispose of Hindus.
I've been telling y'all for
Hindu bodies after they've died naturally, by the way.
This man is not right. And last night, he proved it.
Well, you guys will also wouldn't let me do my entertainment idea to honor the deer carcass by me putting my hand, threading my arm up through its rib cage and animating its head and doing a show.
See what I mean? Yeah, that's a real circle of life there.
Well, the play was going to be about the circle of life, and the deer carcass was going to tell you guys not to worry about it and everything, that it's in a better place, and
we'll
it was going to be a comforting message.
We'll all just go watch The Lion King again, okay? That'll tell us everything we need to know about the circle of life.
Well, the deer carcass was going to do a few scenes from Lion King. He's going to sing a few of the songs.
Gordo, me and Billy Gillespie, or Tracy Cornett. Those are your three candidates for the emergency break of the week.
That's not on me, that last one. That was on the deer carcass.
That's on you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's Junior Geekmaster. How y'all doing?
Okay. Who you vote for?
Just letting you know, me and Corby right now are having sex.
Oh, God. Come on, man.
So harsh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, dear.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Where can I get that book?
Die.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
NASCAR Chuck and his killer blog.
What?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George's Taco Period.
Yeah, what about that, Giorgio? That was probably the most disgusting moment of the camp out.
Trying to tell you about a Stars promotion when they score a goal.
Worst cover story you ever came up with.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And now let's go live to Tracy Cornet with a story on the Dallas Mavericks.
Funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
One of the Gordos ever blown the dead buck.
Huh. We'll put that up to your vote.
There's no real joke there.
No, he's got it so wrong that it doesn't work that way.
Hi, you're
the
on
joke
the
is you go to... Okay.
No, sorry. What's that?
Are you talking to me or Billy Gillespie?
Ugly doo-doo word.
What?
Huh? Dan McDowell said ugly doo-doo word on the air.
What's ugly doo-doo word?
I don't know. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning. I'm in Bowie, and I'm inviting you to a conference about doorknobs.
Jeez. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, the world is coming to an end. Last night, BYU had five white players on the court.
I noticed that.
Yeah. They also lost.
Well, they had that one black player. What happened to him?
He got kicked off the team.
Oh. Why? Did he do something like horrible to the white community, like have sex with a white woman or something crazy?
Yes.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, George's cream cheese butt sweat.
Ooh. Go! Yes!
It's pretty much clear. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, hello? I'd like to place my vote on behalf of the young ticket.
Who you vote for?
I would like to vote for Amron Burgundy.
Tracy Cornett, I guess?
Sure.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's bunghole hair grooming snow monkeys.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Mark Aguirre and Rebecca Aguilar.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Mises. I would like to vote for, is it Gordo or Corby?
That's Gordo. Without question, it's Gordo. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Ron Burgundy.
Oh, vote.
Yeah, go.
Meta Morris.
What?
Meta Morris?
Hey, guys, it's me.
Who?
Madam Morris.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for a different type. Georgie's Taco Period.
That's not
Coach
a candidate.
Joe voting
that
for
is
your
Coach
Taco
Joe,
Period.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, I'm going to vote for Gordon. And did y'all notice the stars last night or see George's anus?
Nope, didn't see it.
You didn't say that right either.
No, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Gordon Keith for throwing a deer carcass on Corby Davidson.
I had five votes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good Lord.
Yep.
All right, I protest. This is not on me. This is on the deer carcass because you weren't offended by my vision, the vision of me. You were offended by the vision of the carcass.
Your actions. That's what was so offensive last night.
I wanted Corby to cuddle it.
Well, we don't have time to listen to that again.
It's got a 100 Laker ache.
When was the last time you had a red handprint on your ass?
I wore lipstick first, then deodorant. By the way, Mike Reiner joins us for this announcement, and it's good to see you this morning. We'll get to the details of your night last night.
Thank you. I'm nice to be here.
The Power Hour featuring Mike Reiner at 9 o'clock last night was a thing to behold. And
amazing.
He drank his own vomit. That's pretty successful.
It is.
It's good to see you up and at him this morning. We'll put it that way.
Well, it's good to be upright.
All right,
and to stand, too.
For the last couple of days, P1s have been going crazy, and we've actually had a few people guess it correctly in the last 24 hours or so. But the guesses have ranged from Caddo Lake in East Texas to Lake Texoma to some of the Great Lakes to White Rock Lake to you name it. But we're actually on the shores of...
On top of the Astrodome, right?
No, not the Astrodome. On the shores of on top of the Astrodome.
We went west. We did not go north, as a lot of people also suspected.
Yes. And we didn't go east, and we didn't go south. We went west. And we have been camping on the shores of Lake Mingus. On the property of the RR Game Ranch. And Corby has a buddy from way back, Alan, who owns this place. It's 900 acres. It's got a 100 Laker ache.
What?
A 100.
Whoa!
What did I say?
100 Laker ache.
I haven't had much sleep. A 100 acre lake.
There we go.
And it is a magnificent place for the camp out. It's been a blast.
That's
Gorgeous property. Unbelievable property.
It's so funny how P1s get bound and determined to figure out where we are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there was so much chatter on the internet, and several people guessed this place correctly. And you know what was the giveaway of where we were?
Was it when I announced what time sunrise was
which
here?
Which completely surprised me, because I never would have connected that and thought, okay. But yeah, by the exact time of sunrise, you can basically pinpoint where people are.
Yeah, we were freezing yesterday when it was 39 or 40 here in the morning, and I said, boy, I can't wait for sunrise. It's at 7:32, and people start going to the maps and pinpointed our location.
Well, there was chatter, too, on the Facebook page, too, right? That and like one person said it on there.
Well, there was chatter everywhere. People, basically everyone kind of crowdsourced and got together and figured it out. Based on the sunrise time, which of 7:32, based on that Mike almost gave away the name of a bar that was in town.
Right.
We gave the first name, first word of that bar name, which is the Mule Lick, is the name of the bar. But you said the Mule, and then we stopped ourselves.
Right.
So that... coupled with the fact that there are train tracks nearby.
Uh-huh.
We discussed that. And we also talked about, you know, the terrain is somewhat rocky and hilly and mountainous. Mm-hmm. And so people got it.
What a great place, though, huh?
It's beautiful out here.
It's been wonderful. And we wanted this year to go out a ways. And we're a good 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours west of Dallas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And an hour or so west of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And we do really feel like we're out in the middle of nowhere. And the one little town right close to the ranch is Mingus, and it's flanked by Strawn and Gordon, and they're big six-man football powerhouses.
What are the Gordon Yellow Jackets?
I don't know.
The Gordon Keiths? What are they?
I don't know.
You need to go through that town. Have you never been through that town?
Yes, I have been through that town. As
have you?
Fact, yeah.
But it's beautiful out here, and we can't thank Alan and the folks at our game ranch enough for having us out and giving us the run of the place. They gave us their four-wheelers to go all about the property.
Which Giorgio and I promptly destroyed one of them.
Yeah, sorry we flatted that one. So I can't believe that.
I know. We got to do something. I'm telling you, we got to run it off into the lake somewhere.
Right off that dock. Just so you won't find out. Yeah, I feel bad about that.
But yeah, they have given us the run of the place, and it's been great. Perfect place for a camp out.
Uh-huh.
Boy, the first night, you know, some of their people were up there staying in the main house.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple women with them.
Yeah, that was a bad idea for
them. It was dangerous for them to be around this.
And those women came through the main camp area over here and talked to us, and every man was just licking his chops.
Yeah.
Just staring at these
and it was
women.
Only night number one.
Yeah,
just
but
imagine
that,
what it would have been like last night.
At that point, we hadn't seen the female form for like 6 hours.
Right.
And
we were starting
to go crazy.
We were going crazy. I was looking at one of them, and she transformed into a ham steak right in front of me.
Hey. So, Ryan's, how are you feeling?
And the other
morning?
One turned into a deer carcass?
Yeah, how about
is that
deer?
What that was?
Last night?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't that the most unfortunate incident in campout history?
What happened? I missed this.
It transcends just campout history. It's one of the worst things that's ever happened to the Little Ticket. That, when you pair that up with the whole Hitler thing that came
what is
up
that?
Over and over and over again
right,
last
he kept
night.
Bringing up that.
This Hitler seance he wanted to get going.
What?
People just tuned in. Hitler thing? Dead deer carcass? What's going on out there?
It's just all traces back to the great Gordo.
We've all had a dead deer carcass thrown on us.
None. Yeah, but maybe so. I'll give you that. But very few people have somehow paired that up with a Hitler seance.
All right, so if you're just joining
us... we can do what they do. They can't do what we do.
That's right. In the 6 o'clock hour, we told you about... what Mike Reiner did last night to pay for sleeping in one of the cabins out here the previous night, the cold night. And I got to say, I believe you paid your debt and then some, because what we witnessed during the power hour at 9 o'clock was something to behold. Mike did a shot of beer every minute. So by the end of what was a little over an hour, he had consumed 6 beers. If I had done that, it would have killed me. So I'm happy to see you alive this morning.
Well, I'm happy to be alive. I've never done that in my life. I've never drank that much beer that fast.
Were you pretty drunk at the end of that hour?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I had a pretty nice buzz on.
Lit like a Roman candle.
And Junior and I went to bed early. I know, Giorgio, you stayed up to the bitter end. Giorgio claims that there were, like, tearful confessions from you that you're retiring in February. and all kinds of tearful stuff.
I don't remember any of that.
I was trying to tell these guys, though, I thought we had, like, the best 15 minutes of conversation last night about 1245.
Was it
really fun? It was really good.
Boozy and maudlin?
A little bit, but a lot of it was just really... It was just heartfelt and behind the scenes and just kind of, I don't know, it was really good.
Yeah,
it was an enjoyable conversation. We didn't have people just trying to do bits and, you know, do a scream joke every 5 seconds or something like that.
Trying to knock things off course or anything.
Yeah, it was just good campfire conversation.
Right. The kind you have at a campfire.
Well, what else was confessed?
Well, it's not as much a confession as it was just, you know, trying to...
I'm gay.
Didn't certainly talk about that. But as we talked about the essence of the camp out, that's one of the great things about it is it's the essence of the ticket. It brought us all together, and that is why we've lasted 17 years, because it is this combination of characters and whatever you want to call it. And that's the great thing about a camp out or compound or whatever we do, is that that is the strength of the ticket, is when we're all together.
Yeah, you think any of those other... sports stations that are out there could get all their guys together to do something like this.
No, the egos would be too big. You know, they just wouldn't get along or whatever. But, I mean, that we understand that that is in essence the secret of the ticket. It is when we're all together. And it could be from 5:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock at night, as you have every day. Or it could be something like this where you get the extreme of that where we're all together at a campout.
None of them would even try anyway. It would be exposed immediately as a blatant ripoff.
Right.
You know, I was watching that game show the other night on Channel 13, and they talked about the wild success of Hollywood Squares, and they said the main reason that it clicked was because America enjoyed tuning in and watching nine people have fun together, you know, the nine people up in the squares.
Yeah.
And we really all do get along so well here, and we have fun when we're in a setting like this, even though we're beaten, and we fake get mad at people, and we fake, you know... throwing deer carcasses on people. That didn't really happen last night.
Or did it?
But it is a blast to get together.
In my mind, it did.
And especially when you add alcohol, it's even more fun.
Yeah, that amps it up just a little bit.
All right, before we leave, I got to take a picture of the deer carcass. And
yeah, where'd you put it last night?
Yeah, it's down by the main road. I threw it off on the other side of the creek on the main road. Because it was real. The deer carcass was real. And I was paying my respects to it, but... Yeah, guys, another camp out, come and gone. I love you guys.
Well, we'll see when you get that corner.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go that far.
No?
I don't, okay. I don't love you guys.
All right, misjudge it.
Yeah. No. You were feeling a little too good about things.
Yeah, you trusted the circle of trust just a little too much there.
All right, I'll tell you what, we still have some campers camping and sleeping. Corby, Bob, Dan, and Donovan are not up yet.
Now, I do have a special present I kept... one leg of the deer, and I have that, and I think I'm going to wake everyone up.
It.
I'm going to wake everyone up with the deer leg.
All right, scratching at their tent?
Yeah, scratching at their tent.
Gordo with the wireless wake-up call next.
So why not play the Preacher Molestation card, which we've all played? Rise and shine, Channel 8! Who's in this tent? Who's in the tent?
It's time for Gordo to take the wireless mic out and... wake up anybody who still may be sleeping. Gordo, come in. Where exactly are you?
Yes, do you have me, Craig?
Yes.
All right, now I'm going to take the biggest ATV in our arsenal. We have three at our disposal, and this one is crazy because it seats, I guess, about, what, eight people, something like that? And it has, like, safari seats on top, and so it's a double-decker. And Mike is sitting way up at the top of this thing. It looks insane, and I'm tweeting a picture of it right now.
He's got Granny's seat from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Mike needs a rocking chair to go up top. And Mike, you also have a phone, I mean a microphone.
Yes, that's right. We can do a little scouting up here.
Now, I have a deer leg. If you want to scratch at people's tents with that, it's just kind of a little wake-up call.
I'll let you do that.
Do you really have a deer leg?
I do. You want to see it?
Yeah. Is it from that carcass?
Yeah. When I hauled it out of the back of this thing last night, part of it fell off.
God, you did keep it. You weirdo.
Oh, my God.
Here, Mike.
Get that away from me. Gordon.
I'll put it in the basket. That way we can... But that'd be fun to just kind of, you know, scratch at something. By the way, we need to report what Norm did this morning when he left before daybreak. He left all his stuff just sitting out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
He didn't load out anything.
What? What's he thinking?
What's that?
Yeah, thinking Tony will get it?
All right. Giorgio's with us. Put her in gear. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right,
whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. I don't think you're supposed to go this fast with someone on top.
Yeah, you better be careful. Hey, you almost threw Rhines there.
Rhines, hold on.
Oh, this is death.
Come on, Rhines.
This is going to be death. This is not good.
Gordy or Dan first?
Let's go to Dan. It's the closest to him. Yeah. All right, here we are.
Rhines up under this tree.
That's got to be scary up there.
It is.
There, Rhines?
I'm getting down. Good God.
Here's the home of Dan McDowell.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. You are all right?
Wow.
I hit the wrong thing.
Oh, my God.
You had an accident. Giorgio just nailed his head on the...
George had an accident.
Well, there's some
all right, don't of... take off. I'm getting down from this thing.
Right,
this, is scary, this is the scariest thing ever.
What is this thing? It's like a stereo.
It's a stereo. Oh, I conked my head on it. You have to understand, when I'm in a vehicle like that, I'm like Herman Munster, okay?
You are.
I don't have my...
Well, they have seat belts. Why don't you wear a seat belt?
I should have.
Okay, well, I guess we should be a little bit quiet. We're right outside the tent of Dan McDowell.
He looks so comfy in there.
He does. I wonder when he went to sleep.
Set it on fire.
It was after one, I know that much.
Here, I'll get the deer leg.
Okay.
Now, does he still sleep nude at these things?
Ring tape, as Gordo calls it. Or Junior calls it.
Creepy, Mike?
Totally.
The deer leg.
Morning, Dan.
Oh, God, it smells.
Morning, George.
Smell that.
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing it. He is doing it.
Why are you supporting that?
I'm not supporting it. I'm against it.
It's a wake-up smell.
Listen.
Hi there, Mr. Dan.
Here, I'll throw it in your
hand. Hey, Mike.
Don't
last night, after the deer carcass was thrown on Corby.
Do not put that in his tent.
Don't.
Gross. He just put it right by his...
I'm sorry, Dan.
I don't approve of that message.
This is the
deer leg loves you. Hello, Dan. It is me, beloved deer leg.
Coming up with a Norm MacDonald response here. Hold on.
I'm not giving you that $20 now.
What $20?
I offered Gordo money.
You offered me money?
For what?
For what?
To leave you you alone?
Ask Craig about it. Maybe he'll tell you.
Oh, wait, when did you offer this?
No.
Okay, get the deer leg out of his sleeping bag.
You want? I'll remove the deer leg.
Junior, who is that? Junior, you know anything about this offer?
No, I can't remember.
You want the deer leg?
I
think he tweeted it.
I'm not approving this at all.
Do you want me to take the deer leg? I can take the deer leg.
Get the deer leg.
Okay. Hey, no problem, man.
Junior seems to know nothing about the offer, George.
Huh?
Junior seems to know nothing about the offer.
What was the offer? Junior says he doesn't know.
About the offer of $20.
I put it on Twitter.
Oh,
you tweeted?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not touching that deer leg ever again. Smell my hand.
No, gross!
No.
That's how Gordon used to...
Smell the glove.
Come no!
Every day.
Hey, smell my hand. How's Corby?
I know, we're going to go check on him.
Because after that deer was thrown on him, he got a little weird. Like, there's a tick on it or something.
Oh, well, he recovered from that. But yeah, he did freak out at first. He was nuts.
Well, yeah, but he disappeared.
I know, we're going to go check on him, make sure he's okay.
You want to go with us? We got
room.
Seat 10. I tweeted a picture of Mike at the top of his Pope-mobile.
It's very funny.
All right. You know what's great?
What's great?
Camping and sleeping naked.
You're not naked? Are you really?
Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh, no!
He is naked!
We saw his penis! Oh, my God!
See how bulbous his balls were? Gross!
Oh, man!
Oh, did you get racked recently or something?
God!
It looked like an acorn laying on top of a beanbag.
Oh, man!
That was awesome.
Wow.
Thanks, Dan.
Boy, what a moment.
I knew we should go see Dan first. That's awesome.
Isn't it, like, unsanitary to have your bare ass right there on those covers?
You're the one who just picked up a deer leg.
Well, yeah, that wasn't real sanitary either. But
you sleep naked, you can get testicular torsion.
But his butt smells like a decomposing deer leg.
So does mine.
Gross.
Well, I hadn't showered in 3 days.
Oh, boy.
I bet yours does, too.
Oh, I showered. I took bathed in the waters of Lake Titicaca.
All right, crank this mama up.
All right, you want to wear your seatbelt, George?
All right, see you, Dan. Thank you for a golden moment.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, by the way, guys,
that was awesome.
Donovan is awake, and he's with us up here at the broadcast table.
Bad Radio will be the last show here today.
Gordon,
the camp out.
Yeah,
I love you.
Hey, Donovan, how are you?
But you know, I haven't seen Bob yet today. He's normally up at 6:30. What's going on with Bob?
I don't know.
Hang on, Ryan. Oh, my God.
He's not still sleeping. Maybe he has a girl in a tent or something.
Where's Bob's tent?
It's right over by next to Donovan's.
He's over here.
On my side.
Oh.
I'm worried about Bob.
Hold on. I'm gonna run over Norm's air mattress first. Watch
that. Did it deflate?
I think that's Bob right there
that's
in front
still,
of you.
Right here?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Is that you?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay.
That's me. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Ow!
Morning, Bob.
Yeah, that's
Bob. Hey, guys.
Bob.
How we feeling?
Way better.
What is he doing?
Better than what?
Last night was quality.
We just saw Dan naked.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look at him. He's streaming.
Oh, man.
That's Bob streaming the ticket on delay there.
Thanks for listening to us, Bob.
I love the ticket. Yes, complete with full noodle frontity.
Are you guys prepared to be the last show here today? You fired up about that?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever seen Dan naked?
We're going to hold it down. Have I ever seen Dan naked?
We just did.
How was it?
It was gross.
Bald.
His body is so dirty. It's like it looks like his sheet looks like the Shroud of Turin right now.
Is that a raccoon?
No, it's a cat.
Oh.
I think that's a cat.
Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah,
that's some of the crazy wildlife we're seeing out here.
Statue of David.
Yeah. The normal household feline.
Yeah. Is that a pretty good analogy?
Yeah.
You want me to stick around and do bad radio
somebody
with you
Bob,
today?
Tell Bob we're on the air to have a little more energy.
How about if I stick around? Would you like that? Would you mind that too much?
Yeah, I mean, we left off at the Redskins at 10.
Right.
Now
we got to pick it up.
We were doing mock drafts last night.
Yes.
No.
11. And they need it.
Don't we have to go
get we got to go get Razor and Corey.
They need help all over the defense pretty much, right?
Right. We got to finish first round, Mike.
You
okay.
Can
you come ride with us? Come on, let's ride.
Come on.
Hurry, Bob.
Right.
This is radio.
Yeah, Bob!
All right, Bob's going
Woo-hoo!
With us.
Woo-hoo!
Hurry. Oh, gee.
Wow, he almost ran him over.
I don't know if you should be driving this thing.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Here we go. You in, Bob?
Did he get it going up to 40 right by the campsite?
It's going over the Norm's
mattress again.
Is he
going
to jump that? No, okay.
He doesn't need it. Would anyone else use that after Norm slept on it anyway? No way.
It'll be donated to the Radio Hall of Fame.
Careful. Can we clear that?
Yeah. Fine.
Famous last words.
Corby!
Hey.
Morning, Corby.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
What happened to you last night?
When? God bless it.
After like 10 o'clock, we had all these P1s calling saying, I want to talk to Corby. Where's Corby? And you're passed out.
I couldn't speak. I was so tired.
Disappointing.
No, I let everybody else. This is about everybody else. This is not about me.
That's
the first time we've heard that ever.
Come on.
Who was the Channel 8 bitch that woke me up at 5?
Oh my God.
Come on.
I believe she has a name, sir.
Let me just tell you what happened.
Oh.
5 effing a.m. I am.
He did it again.
Gordon.
He just threw the deer leg on Corby's sleeping bag, and Corby just threw it back at him with a backhand.
His ass.
What happened, Corby?
5 a.m., I hear, Rise and Shine, Channel 8, who's in this tent, who's in the tent?
Wow.
Well, I didn't make a noise. Like, I didn't make...
She called and asked which one was my tent, and I told her this one.
Again, sorriness.
Channel 8's here, Rise and Shine, everybody.
Let's
good.
And then her and her dopey cameraman.
He's a nice guy. They're all nice people.
Yeah, good idea to have the stupid TV out.
Whoa.
There. Great.
Oh, my God. Tell the tuck cord we're on the air.
So,
talking about our partners, Channel 8.
Whatever. Like, they need to come out 3 hours for a 1 minute, guess where we are?
I'm with you, Corby.
So they set up camp right here. They're like, she's like, I don't think anybody's in this tent. Well, we'll do the live shot right here. Well, now I can't make any noise.
But you have to listen to her.
Yeah, and I got to take a leak. And she's sitting there. She's like, oh, it's so cold out here. Why would they do this? This is just ridiculous out here. We're live on the air right now. Guess what? I'm with three sports experts way out in the woods, 100 miles. Guess where we are? Hit me up on Facebook, everybody. Oh, it's so early.
And she is known to you as what? The Channel 8 bitch?
He's still drunk.
Hey, whoa.
The Channel 8 news bitch.
Whoa, stop it.
She is very nice.
Come on.
And right, very
sorry,
nice
Channel
looking,
8,
too.
It's a lack of sleep.
Sweet person.
All right. Well, Corby, thanks for camping out with us.
Get in the vehicle.
Get in the vehicle. We'll give you a ride to camp.
No, I'll get up here in a minute.
No, come on.
Come on.
I got stuff to do.
Corby, what do you got to do?
Watch your daughter
you can sit next to the deer leg.
Sit you're in a tent.
I'll be up there in a minute.
Okay.
Corby, please talk to deer leg.
All right, Junior, back to you.
Okay, thank you for that wonderful wireless work waking everybody up.
The Hispanic population.
Too many to count?
The Hispanics are coming.
Good morning, Razor.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
How are you? Forget about me.
Oh, we're doing
great. The terrain looks challenging out there.
It is very challenging. It's very rugged.
Have the landscapers been by yet today, or...?
It's only for the manliest of men out here, Razor.
Oh, okay. Hey,
we've really been roughing it.
Speaking of challenges, how are the latrine accommodations?
It's the lake, basically.
Yeah, you got wide open spaces out here to do either one.
Yeah, George has basically committed a fish kill out here.
Well, let's not get bogged down in that.
You know what's tough in the outdoors? Pooping and brushing your teeth at the same time. Try it.
Not for
go
me.
Ahead. Set up a
not
challenge
for me.
Today.
See how bulbous his balls were? They looked like an acorn laying on top of a beanbag.
Now, we've got all of the ticket guys who have moved down lakeside into the big circle around the campfire for the final rose ceremony.
Who will get that final rose?
Who won the camp out? We've got Bob Sturm with us.
Hey now.
We have Corby Davidson.
Whoop.
George Dunham.
Yep.
To my right, Mike Reiner.
Yes, sir.
To my left, Craig Miller.
Hello.
And Donovan Lewis.
Hi, Gordon.
There are only two people missing from our final rose ceremony. That is Norm Hitchkus.
Did he not make it through the night?
Who not only left at 6 o'clock this morning, but left all of his camping stuff strewn out over the lawn here by the lakeside. He didn't even pick up his own air mattress or his sleeping bag or his pillow.
He just assumes someone's going to do it for him.
That is unbelievable to me.
We don't get that.
Tony.
So I ran over it with the four-wheeler.
That'll Twice.
Teach That'll teach him. Why did he leave all his stuff out there? You think he just forgot about it?
Did you expect anything different from Norm?
It's biodegradable.
Do you know
right?
who I am?
Right.
Just goes Lord. Back into...
And the other person who's missing is Dan McDowell, still has not gotten out of his tent and come down here to our broadcast location. And that's unfortunate, because I think that I am prepared to award the final rose to Dan McDowell.
For what
winning,
reason?
Winning the camp out.
For getting naked in front of everybody?
Because here on the final day of the camp out, he showed us his junk.
I'm so scared.
Is that enough alone to win the camp
out? Was he sleeping nude?
He was sleeping nude, and he said, you know, scared about camping. We said, what? He gets sleeping. And he pulled back his sleeping bag, and
there he was.
Yeah. Was his.
He sleeps nude,
his
too.
His gray pubic hair and his scrotal area. It was so nasty. Mike, you witnessed it.
It was shocking. It was really amazing. And I think it is worthy of the rose.
Was that the highlight moment of the camp out?
And that's what we need to debate here. What are the top
three or four highlight moments that are in consideration.
I submit Ryan's performance last night.
That was, big. That was huge.
That was epic.
No.
If you would have been there, you would think different. For
what?
We were there.
But I mean, for Dan.
Well, we were.
Yeah, but yours lasted an hour. His lasted a mere 2 seconds.
Yeah, but a lot of people have gotten drunk at the campout before. Well, who's done that?
But we've seen his wiener at the compound.
On accident.
Yeah.
No, we did it on webcam, didn't we?
Yeah.
Why don't we pull back the covers on webcam? And there was this little Vienna sausage.
Can I nominate
you? Hey, by the way, if P1s want to see what it looks like for our final rose ceremony, I've tweeted a pic, and I had to do it at the last second, so I didn't have a chance to email it to Kat and everything, and I apologize for that. But, by the way, you can follow us on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. But go to my Twitter's Gordon Keith, all one word, and you can see all of the guys gathered around the campfire here on the beautiful shores of Lake Mingus for the final rose ceremony.
One final time.
This is it, boys.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it always kind of sad driving away from the campout?
Flipping off everyone?
It's only the second time.
I mean, you're happy because you know you're going to get some good sleep when you get home, but
I slept really good last night. I was so tired.
I did too.
I can't believe you checked out like that. We rolled
to
1 o'clock in the morning.
Do you like that sneak off?
No. You promised so much and
I never promised
so
anything.
Hey, no, you did. You did. You said, Thursday, I'm going to get crazy.
Thursday's when the steak is going to be the steak.
Yeah, we held everything back Wednesday because of the promise of Thursday.
You know what the snake does on the final night of campout.
Thursday's going to be snake ass-kicking time.
Hey, it's going to turn into the snake den tomorrow night.
You guys don't even need mics. I got this.
And you
You're right, I did say all that.
Bring the flute, because the cobra's coming.
Put me in my basket, I'll be getting out.
So, yeah, so Corby, you completely let us down on that.
I want to nominate something.
You're
what
the
I thought
biggest
was a
disappointment of camp.
I'll accept that. I'm fine with
disappointment
that.
Disappointment of camp.
I want to nominate somebody, though.
Okay.
Not a lot of people.
Hey, Corby, you need to check all your email.
Can we get rid of it?
Yeah, I would.
All right, well, I'm not nominating that person then.
Okay.
Probably what's wrong with you? Different way to term that.
Jeez. Anyway.
You understand so my angst. You
understand
the problem I have with that person.
I understand
that
why
goes
you're
back
upset.
To Gordon, too, because he said, oh, yeah, that's my tent.
Well, why were they out here anyway?
I got called at. They wanted to do a live shot.
You just couldn't wait
You
couldn't wait 2 days to be off TV.
No, I needed to get on TV immediately.
You had to be on TV, didn't you? This is all about you.
She called me at 4 this morning.
Okay, but there
was my prime sleeping time.
But what was the point?
Coverage. Just
coverage of the number one sports station doing something that the other stations can't do.
Right here with 3 sports experts. She didn't even know where she was. She never
I thought about the ticket. I thought about interrupting that live shot that she was doing outside of your little tent by running up and doing a cannonball right on the top of your tent.
You should have. Because she didn't think anybody was in there because I wasn't going to make a peep.
Well, why didn't you tell her? Why didn't you say, oh, ma'am, I'm not associated with a ticket. This is a public campground. You need to move on.
Do you think of all the great moments in her TV career? This will be one of them.
No. The user camp out? I do.
Leave Dallas.
She liked it.
She laughed pretty hard at several of our jokes.
Dallas at midnight to get here in time.
Yeah, was it worth the 2-hour drive?
When George claimed that he smelled like a menstruating bear, she died laughing.
No, you said that I smelled like that. I admit it's the worst I've ever smelled. There's no doubt about it.
Ever?
Ever.
George.
I don't think I've ever gone this long without showering because last year's ticket camp out. Well, wait, it was just as long for us, wasn't it?
Yeah. What about college?
Have
you ever gone a few days without showering in college?
There are no emails concerning Channel 8, by the way. So it's free game.
Just no. Keep her down.
Yeah. Well, you are chomping at the bit to talk about her.
Calm down.
You're damn right I am.
Why do you think it's not a fiscal year until you've lost a $300,000 account?
She's very nice.
She is.
And very nice.
That's how he marks the calendar.
Yeah, that's how he knows the calendar flips. When a beer sponsorship pulls out.
She was great. She really did a great job.
Great.
Best.
Look at these chips.
All right. Now, the other nominee, maybe not as spectacular in that there was some huge moment, but Junior Miller should be nominated for being the best camper. He came the most prepared.
He's been a pleasant companion.
You missed disaster time yesterday.
What?
Amongst him trying to camp.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Craig, like the rest of us, got about 16 minutes of sleep two nights ago. And so he was hunkering down. We went on a run, and afterwards he was hunkering down for a nap. And that turned into pure Three Stooges comedy. And he's not a good camper.
I'm a great camper, but I had a bad couple of hours.
Yeah, you did.
Because I was so tired and I wanted to nap. And I get in my tent and the sun's beating down. I don't have my pretty tent cape over the tent.
It's called a rain fly, not a tent cape.
And so I decided to put that up over half of the tent to shade me. But I didn't secure it properly. I was so tired, I didn't want to go through the whole deal. And every 20 minutes, it would blow off, and I'd go chase it and then put it back on. And so I got no sleep.
Here he comes running out of his tent naked six times, chasing the tent cape.
I wasn't naked.
As it's flying all over the campgrounds. And finally, he just walks back up, and he's just like, most failed nap try ever.
It was bad.
But
napping yesterday was bad.
I was the only guy to bring a functioning air mattress pump, so if not for me, we would have all been sleeping on the ground.
That is true.
Or just driven back.
And didn't you get to see Norm fall off of his air mattress along the way?
Yeah, as I'm walking back over here to the broadcast location thinking, man, that's the worst nap experience any human's ever had. I walked by Norm, and he had his mattress up against those big tree roots, and it was at an angle, and he had fallen all the way off his mattress and was sleeping on the ground.
He is homeless.
Shirtless.
He is so close to homeless. Yeah, was he shirtless? He wasn't shirtless napping, was he?
No, he had a shirt on.
Oh, I thought that was his back hair. I'm sorry.
However, he did wear his pajamas all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he did.
And he said he was so cold the first night that he wrapped his pajama bottoms around his head.
Ugh.
How do you think that smells?
Getting nut butter on his Adam's apple. All right, so I nominate Junior. Dan's been nominated.
Mike.
And Mike has been nominated.
What about the deer carcass? Doesn't it get nominated, too?
Deer carcass
That was a highlight moment.
That was a highlight moment. We can't say that last camp out anyone had a dead deer thrown on them.
All right, I'll nominate you for that since you nominated me.
Okay.
I'll nominate you for throwing a deer carcass on Corby.
It's sweet.
Horrible.
Another nominee for the final rose must go to Norm himself because he did make good. He slept out in the elements once again. He got by with less equipment than anyone else. Now, he ate over 75% of our food while he was here.
Yeah. He is a goat.
Yeah, not nominated is whoever supplied our food because we ran out about 16 hours ago.
So coming up next, we're going to award the final rose.
Oh, we did that.
These were the nominees. These are the nominations. And next, we will present the final rose to the winner of the camp out. And take P1 votes next.
Where's Probst?
It's legal. You can stick it in there.
He's naked!
Do you guys like websites?
A double R.
We couldn't have had a better host, so thanks to Alan and the folks here at RR Game Ranch. Beautiful facility.
Thank you, Myers family.
Yeah. All right, we're right in the middle of the final rose ceremony. Back to Gordo.
Okay, so we've had the nominees. Junior, you nominated me, which you can make a very strong case for me.
A very strong case against him.
The camper of the Muser Campout, Camper of the Year Award, because not only did I throw a dead deer on someone, but I also did some other stuff. And I can't remember what it was now. I thought of something else.
You caught the first fish.
Yes, I caught both fish at the camp out.
He did win the fishing tournament. I give you that. I think the deer thing ought to be a...
You also suggested deer puppetry.
I did. I was the only one to suggest deer puppetry. So, and then you have Dan McDowell, who's nominated, who really didn't do too much other than this morning when he showed us his private area. He exposed himself to two other grown men.
What he did was astonishing, you have to admit.
It was. It was horrible.
He hasn't learned that privates are private.
Now, Mike has been nominated because Mike drank
the power
six
hour.
Beers in basically an hour last night. It was so bad, and he drank it so quickly that at one point he spit up his beer back into his shot glass and then had to shoot it again. He did the same shot twice.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And that was an awesome moment. But, see, this is my problem with Mike being nominated, because he had to do that based on the sorriest episode ever in a ticket camp out.
Okay, but you're nominated for a sorry act.
Yeah, you are.
But it was a sorry act of brilliance.
So was mine.
That's amazing. Just amazing logic.
Everybody else froze. Mine was brilliant, too.
Yeah, his may have been more brilliant because he had a comfortable night's sleep.
We're
yeah.
referring to Mike breaking into the cabin and sleeping indoors
break,
when it was 30
break.
Degrees outside.
No, you
did.
I don't know how you got in there. Did you break a window?
No.
He had a credit card.
Yeah. He wrapped his fist in a T-shirt and punched the window.
In fact, as someone who's never gotten to two beers, I would suggest to you that if I knew that was the price that night, might have considered it.
See, I would have too. If you told me, hey, listen, Gordon, you can sleep indoors in the warmth and we'll give you a six pack tomorrow night.
There's no way I wouldn't have taken
great.
It.
Great.
I wouldn't have done
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah. No absolutely.
Way.
Free beer and a great night's sleep.
But you have to drink it in an hour.
Yeah, no way I would have done
it. I would have done that.
I would have done that anyway. So that's Mike's. Mike was nominated. Now then, we're going to open it up to the P1s to
vote. Now, what about me?
Oh, yeah, and Junior was nominated
uh-oh.
Because Junior is responsible for all of us
tension.
Actually sleeping in somewhat comfort, even though the weather was bad. We all got to sleep on air mattresses because Junior was the only one who remembered to bring his penis pump for the camp out.
I'd like
we used that to pump
turn
up
out
the
it
air
doubles
mattress.
As an air pump. Did anybody right. even know that?
I'd like to further make my case as being the best camper. I kept every bit of my equipment from last year.
Yes.
And I brought it all out, so I had a nice setup. I brought my own cooler with food that I shared with the other campers. I fed Dan dinner on Wednesday. I was one of the few to actually bring a lantern, and so while Dan was setting up in the dark, and Donovan, remember that first night we walked around?
Right.
I guided them around with my light.
You did.
I'm the reason that we're all not sleeping on the ground. I remembered everything for the sake of my team.
That's strong argument.
Solid case.
Gosh. And shared all of my stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Know if it's strong.
He's winning me over, George.
Case, I guess.
And so I
solid
fed everybody, case. And I can't even get nominated?
Ooh.
Yeah, what about Rich?
What about
I think
cookie.
Rich should be up for it. He cleaned and cooked.
Yeah, but, you know, Rich was oddly defiant in the meals that he didn't cook.
Threatening to not cook them all the time?
Yeah. Oh,
he
walked up to him
you
and said,
hung
hey,
it over here like a woman.
Yeah.
Well,
he did.
You talking about me, did quack, 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 quack.
We did. Hey, Rich, what's for lunch? I don't know. Whatever you can find.
Well,
cold cuts in there.
You did.
And he provided reveille for everybody, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were the ticket, Chuck Mangione, so.
All right, so let's open it up to the P1s and hear what they have to say, whether they have a different nominee or whether they just want to vote on our final Rose recipient. Let's
am
go
I
to
going,
the phones.
Oh, I thought I was going to go wireless and talk to some of them.
I don't know. There's no one out here within 100 miles.
No.
Higher on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket during the final Rose ceremony. Who won the camp out?
I'd go for the illegal alien snatcher, Gordon Keith.
Illegal alien snatcher.
Oh.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who should win the final Rose?
Hey, Gordo, before I vote, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
All right, what's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Deer nuts are under a buck.
But beer nuts are $1.39. I vote for you.
That's funny. Hey, that's the other thing. I also reissued the old classic gay bar, dear gay bar joke.
Twice.
That was fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Told it twice.
Mike liked it both times. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the camp out?
Clearly the overnight board op and George's cream corn anus.
Clearly?
So a vote for Donnie?
Groups.
Yeah, Grooves took over last night, but Donnie kind of had a role the first night.
I heard a vote for George in there, too.
Not Donnie Do, but Donnie, the East Texas board
yeah.
up. Uh-huh. Hi, on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
No one will vote for me.
Who wins the final Rose?
I'd like to vote for George Dunham, who has showed the courage, despite the fact that the Hispanics are...
Oh. Sorry, Bob.
Wow.
Oh.
You should apologize to Bob for
that.
Is that
the kind of thing that goes on in this morning show?
I was apologizing on behalf of that dude. I'll take his vote, though.
All right, so that's one for Giorgio, one for Donnie, the East Texas board op, and two for me. And it seemed like there was one other one. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Craig Miller's penis pump.
All right,
you.
There you go.
That's
Junior,
the vote for
the vote.
Junior, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who gets the final Rose?
I'm going to go with the three-day-old edition of Jubb's. Onion crop.
Good well Lord. Said, sir. Well
Hi.
Said. Thank
Hi,
you.
You're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Mr. Herzl.
Well, it's actually pretty obvious, guys. The obvious winner is Corby. Since Mike announced his retirement in February, he has completely taken over the hard line. Duh.
You did?
Yeah, we missed that. That was the other thing. Ryan's had the tearful confession last night that
joking.
He's retiring in February.
February of next year?
Yeah.
I was joking.
It's a weird time to retire.
I was joking.
George said that you had tears in your eyes.
I did not say that. I was joking.
I did not say that.
Sir, I'll accept your courageous vote for me.
Yeah. All right. That's
that truth serum.
Hi, you're on
it's
the ticket.
A six pack in an hour.
Yeah.
Courage juice. The courage to say things you wouldn't have said before.
I love everybody.
I can't do it anymore. I've obviously slept.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
My vote is for Dirty Dingus McDaniel.
Okay, there you go.
McDaniel.
Vote for Dan.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who gets the final rose? Who wins the camp out?
I got to vote for Donovan Lewis. He's a black man camping.
That does deserve a vote.
That's a good point.
Black guys generally don't camp.
I see a lot of them that camp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
There's a bridge over by 30.
Oh, my gosh. Donovan, are you going to take that off of him?
If you're going to be mad,
I'm just telling you, they camp every night there.
That's weak. And, you know, I saw you guys talking without me about this whole surviving the game thing. And I'm on to you, Bob.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I'm on to you.
Just you busted him.
Just because we saw a movie where we... Well, the brother is being hunted by everyone else.
What is this?
The Ice-T movie where he thinks he's part of a hunting party, but he's actually the hunted, and they set him loose and chase after him for 2 hours.
Really?
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
That's one great thing about racism, awesome. I guess.
Hold on a second, Bob. We need to get back to the voting, if we could. Hi, you're on the ticket.
So
you're on AM radio.
You have the honor to be on AM radio. Because Afro calling.
Hey, who you vote for?
I want to vote for Ron Washington.
That's another vote for me. Two votes.
Who gets the final rose? You're on the air.
So
hello.
You're on the air.
Good Lord.
Is this the 5 o'clock free crack giveaway?
All right, the next vote wins.
Okay, next vote,
no matter who it is, wins.
You're the final caller of the morning radio program at the Musers Camp Out. Who wins the final rose?
Dan's Acorn and Beanbag.
Oh, dang!
All right, McDowell. There it is.
Dan McDowell wins the Muser Camp Out, and he's not even here for the ceremony!
Again, his brilliance. That's just more of the genius of Dan McDowell.
Okay, and why do we just ignore the 20 votes that we got before that final vote?
Nah, he's
Corby made a rule.
And why did I respect that rule?
Because he's retired to the hard line now because Mike's retired.
Yeah. Because of Mike's tearful retirement?
I have more power now, so I was able to make that executive decision. Congratulations, Dan. We're all very proud of
you.
Way
to go, Dan.
So when is it, Mike? When's the tearful retrospective?
I was joking.
Nobody does.
George swears that you were not joking.
Yeah, we said he was drunk and he was joking. Yes. George goes, I don't know. It was a pretty honest conversation.
Please love me just the way I am.
No.
You said it was tearful and heartfelt.
It is not happening.
He told me he'll never miss pitchers and catchers reporting again. So he's retiring and going right there.
Okay, well, did you believe him? Donovan was here.
I did believe him. He sounded very convincing.
After
he sung the song, Corby, what was that song again?
Nobody does it better.
All right, I've rethought.
So you admit that last night you did get very upset.
No, I didn't.
You were crying, and someone had to coax you back, and you were crying up under a pecan tree talking about how you're retiring.
I admit no such thing.
All right,
your brackets went south. The beer.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Your s'mores didn't turn out right.
So you just said, I'm retiring.
Yeah. I'll be missing you.
How's number one Seed Boys doing over here today? Huh?
We got one through yesterday, didn't we?
Uh-huh. No, you didn't.
I did.
The Dookies went down.
But someone else.
No.
We got a number two seed.
Oh. So.
Yeah, so we got points.
And now is a tribute to me.
Face.
Hello.
That's right. We got points.
That's right. That's all we're worried about.
Okay. So coming up next, I guess Mike will play the Green Day song, and you can say goodbye.
Give
to
a rose
all
to dance.
The P1s.
That's coming up next.
I'm waking up with that deer carcass. This is the ticket.
This is the ticket.
Yes.
Pretty good point.
Do people do lubricants anymore?
You were a very good camper, Norm.
Thanks.
You brave the elements, and
yep.
uh, were a good sport and fun to hang around.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yep. I did, as you pointed out earlier, I did help clean up by nibbling away some of the leftover food hanging around.
Yeah, you did that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Surprised you didn't gnaw on that deer carcass we had last night.
Did anybody stumble on the 20 Canadian worms container I put on the table?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, I saw
that.
I was going to use them as bait, but I never got around to it. There's some big catfish in this lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great place, wasn't it? Is that a beautiful place or what?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. That is way above ticket quality. That's way above.
RRGameRanch.com.
Right.
What a great place.
Now, does he still sleep nude?
Good morning to Sean Bass.
Hey, Norm, good to see you. You're in one piece, you know?
Yeah, good to be back. Good to be back.
Braving the elements.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it. Sleeping outside's underrated, lads.
Are you itchy?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Gobbled you up?
Uh-uh. Nothing.
Nothing in an uncomfortable place?
Nothing.
Did you hold, did your mattress hold its air?
Last night it held its air. I did not
your
sleep.
Norm, on the other hand,
yeah,
did not.
Unlike you. Your mattress kept its air on the inside.
Oh, my.
It did? So you?
Yeah, I had a comfortable night's sleep.
Just sealed it up properly,
or what do
we do different here?
I tell you what, later on we'll package this, because I'm going to ask you a question to ask me later.
All right.
About what did you learn about the wind?
Okay.
Now just put all that right on your list of things to talk about later.
What did you learn about breaking wind?
No, about the wind.
Oh.
It cries Mary?
Let's go to... He's going to make somebody a good wife, especially if he goes to prison. We saved the camping trip, which I did with the rest of the group, the Musers Woodford Reserve camp out at the R&R Ranch, way out in West Texas, about 60, 65 miles west of Fort Worth in Mingus.
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 Very unfortunate.
You know that you're a long way out of town when the exit you take offers you the choice of Thurber or Mingus.
Yabba.
Yes. Okay, Mike. Questions about the camp.
I have questions for you. I guess, number one, when you look back at the camp out as a whole, one thing you'll remember, I guess, whether it be a pleasant memory or something that's unfortunately been burned into your memory.
I had never slept outside when it was 45 degrees before. I'll remember that.
Why? Okay, you went out there planning to sleep outside, right?
Yeah.
And then did it anyway, even though it was 45 degrees? Well, do you think it may have been wise to adjourn indoors or build
a
tent?
Well, but the choice wasn't to go indoors.
Well,
people that slept outdoors slept in there. Yeah, well, he's a wuss. Anyway, the choice was to sleep with a tent or not with a tent. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I believe it was 45 degrees in the tent also. I'm just going to guess here. But I liked it out there. It was cold.
Luckily, you've got the man sweater.
Well, I took the extra PJs I had and then sort of wrapped them around my ears and neck. And then I took my socks, which weren't necessary because my feet were in my nice, warm, fuzzy sleeping bag. And I put my socks on my hands so I looked like I was doing a puppet show.
You look like the walrus.
Yes.
You had your pants on your head, your socks on your hands, Norm.
Pants on your head.
Were you shirtless?
In a few years, that'll be normal for Norm.
Were you shirtless?
No.
You had a shirt on?
No. Okay. I had, that's the way baseball go. I had my Ron Washington shirt on. Yes, indeed.
Well, extend that one to, you mentioned the wind earlier. What did you learn about the wind on this trip?
That, unfortunately, last night it was much warmer. It was about 60 degrees, so it was very comfortable sleeping. But it was windy, and Mike, I found out something as the night progressed.
Yes, what's that?
If you're sleeping, you should sleep with the closed end of the sleeping bag toward the wind. Because as the wind picked up, it would whip into my sleeping bag during the night.
Blow that thing up?
It would blow it up a little bit and make it a little cooler than I wanted it to be. Yes.
If you had to assign a campout MVP, who would you hand that award to?
I would have co-MVPs. It would be the engineers, Eric Hood and Tony Smith. They were great.
Twisting and tweaking?
I'm telling you, they're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're still up at 1 the next morning. They're alternating naps to take care of things. Tony, bless his soul, Tony's everywhere. He's cleaning up. He's recycling stuff. And he's sleeping in his car. I don't...
That's normal for the engineers up here, though.
Yeah, I know, but there were bunk beds inside. I mean... I gotta talk to Tony sometime soon about that.
And they're drinking the whole time while doing it.
Well,
in Eric's case, at
Eric,
least.
Eric
Hawaiian,
did on
the Hawaiian
first day.
Beers here, man.
On
cool.
our entire
cool,
full
guys.
Day there, the first beer of the day was consumed at 9:38 in the morning by Eric Hood.
And that's a lot later than I expected.
Well, I might not have seen the two he'd already had.
Good point.
All right, mm-hmm.
All right, as far as the food goes, how was the food out there and how did Cookie do as the camp chef?
Rich Phillips is going to make it. Cooking at the NASCAR kitchen.
Is he
going to
make somebody
kitchen,
a good wife someday?
He's going to make somebody a good wife, especially if he goes to prison.
Hello. Does he have a little Kurt Busch apron on?
He was out there, firing it up, and he just took it over and made steaks and made brats and burgers, and he would simply announce, "Dinner's ready."
Soup's on, come and get it.
Soup's on, baby. And he was good. Rich was good. And by the way, yesterday was not an easy day to cook because it was real windy. So it was hard getting that fire started and then not burning down the ranch house because it was outside.
If you did have
Rich.
Hmm?
If that happened, just blame Rich.
Yeah.
If you had to go on another camping adventure for a few days, who's the one ticket person you'd most and least want to go with you?
I think least Reiner.
Less than Gordo?
I think I could hang with Gordo. Gordo likes adventure.
But Reiner would be carcass-free.
There would be no deer legs with Reiner.
No deer legs with Reiner. I'm afraid Reiner would grumble pretty much the first day or so.
Good God. Norm, where are we going now?
But I enjoyed Mike. Mike is funny. Mike is genuinely down to the bottom of his soul funny. Let's see. Who would I like the most to go camping with? Junior. Junior's good in these situations. Corby's.
You catch him on the right day.
Well, I'd have to be the designated walker in that pair. But anyway, it was a good time out there.
I guess in a similar vein, if all nine of the ticket hosts you think were forced to live on the land for an indefinite amount of time, who do you think would survive the longest on their own merits, and who would be first to go?
Junior.
Junior would make it the longest?
Junior is without question the survivor candidate. I'm serious. If Junior were Bear Grylls, is that his name?
Yeah,
from Man
so,
vs.
Yeah.
Wild? He could be that. Junior could do that. Junior could hollow out cacti for the juice and things like that.
We mentioned Gordon's famous deer carcass. Do you have any run-ins with that thing? What'd that thing look like?
I did not see
it. He's tweeted it now so everybody can see it.
Did he do a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to see it then. Okay.
It had already been dumped in Corby's lap and disposed of by the time I got out there.
So there wasn't much left for me to gnaw on.
Well,
sorry.
Let me tell you something. I retired the earliest of the group. I'm a fellow who needs a fair amount of sleep. So about 10:15, I headed for the air mattress out in this big, wonderful lawn field, nice, beautiful place, okay? And as I started to go to sleep, I thought to myself, I'm waking up with that deer carcass. I just know. I know Gordon. I know how his mind works. I'm waking up with that deer carcass. And in the middle of the night, I woke up about 4 o'clock, and let me tell you something. That is the first thing that occurred to me. I sort of looked over my shoulder at the other half of the air mattress and thought, oh, thank God the deer carcass isn't here.
Are those words, when you ever started your sports career, that you never thought you'd say, thank God the deer carcass isn't here?
Yes.
And considered it a good night,
yes.
Because it wasn't.
By the way, this segment being brought to us by Texas Can Academy and Sante Center.
It's the little things, right, Norm?
It's the little things in life you learn to appreciate.
No deer carcass.
When you talk about sleeping outside, and you famously, I guess, slept on the beach, right, in Corpus or somewhere. What's the longest run of your life you've had sleeping outside in consecutive days?
That was the longest run. It was back, this is now about 40 years ago, where I had a real serious car accident. I was in the hospital for a long, long time. And the doctor told me, hey, you need to heal. You don't need to be going, working at a job. And you don't, if I were you, I'd take some time off in graduate school. I was at UT then. Well, I mean, you just can't have no money coming in. My folks didn't have any money at all. I mean, my mom worked at a laundry. My dad was a bartender, okay? I mean, neither one of my parents ever made $200 in a week in his or her life.
$200?
Oh, no, never.
Neither of your parents made $200 in a week?
In a week in their life,
different
never.
Times, bro.
Never. Different times, bro. That's exactly right. Different times. So I couldn't ask them for money.
Did they live through the Depression, Norm? I don't mean to.
Yeah. No, exactly. One was born in 14 and one was born in 18.
Okay.
So, yeah, they lived right through the heart of it. In fact, that's why they left school. My mom to work with her family as a potato sharecropper.
Wow.
And my dad, one of the ways to make money and take care of yourself back then was to volunteer for the CCC, the Conservation Corps. And that's what he did to sort of get himself through those years. But what was my choice? I had to go someplace where I didn't pay rent. Well, that was the beach. So I went down to Corpus Christi, went over to Padre National Seashore, drove down the shoreline for a few miles and got to a national seashore place that was safe. Police would come through every once in a while, so it was safe down there, called Maliki. And I just lived there for several weeks, sleeping on the sand. It was good, and it was nice. I mean, I went there in May, so we're not talking about bad weather or cold or storms roaring in or anything like that.
It wasn't hurricane season yet.
No, it wasn't hurricane season.
All right, last thing, Norm. If things went very awry out there in the movie Alive was reenacted, and to survive, ticket hosts were forced to cannibalism, who would you eat first, and who do you think would be most delicious?
Donovan would be most delicious.
You like dark meat?
Wow. I knew that line was going to come up.
All three of us are racing to the bike for that.
It was a question which one of you were going to say the line first.
I would never say such a thing. I don't know what's on you two's minds.
Now, the person I wouldn't go after, Rhines, gristle, tough, I wouldn't.
Batty in all the wrong places. Leathery.
Who would I consider to be the best potential USDA grade A?
Yes.
Bob Sturm.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
I would say Junior, but Junior doesn't have a lot of meat on his bones.
A little
bones.
Lean.
He's a little lean.
Bob looks like he's got some good marbling in there.
Yes. Yes.
Goodbye, Bob.
This is fun, lads.
Bob's Steak and Shop House.
I hope you have fun with the boys from Bad Radio who are up next from the campsite. I'll talk to you all in about a week. And see you, Sean, Mike, and Jer.
Bye, Norm. Sports.
You know the book Freakonomics? It's a pretty famous book about stuff.